United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
About your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share. Looking through the memories in my mind.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. And in studio with me, Styx. And how you doing, Styx?
Great.
Are you behaving?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's only been a couple days. Now, do you know who George Duke is?
George Duke. No, I do not.
You know this song?
No.
Never mind. Okay, George Duke passed away, and this is one of his songs. Some of us know them. We don't listen to anything. We listen to more than just country. See, I listen to country and a little bit of this, you know. What?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean,
no. You're as bad as Ben.
We had polka music in the house growing up, but we didn't have this.
This is not growing up. This would be like in recent, well, more recent years than we growing up.
I'm one of those one radio station people. You just
WSOM AM 600, right?
Yes.
Talk radio. You don't listen to anything else anymore, do you?
Nope.
Very good. That's the rules.
And on the weekends, the radio station down the hall.
No, on the weekends you just turn everything off.
Oh.
Just sit in the corner and be quiet. Don't say a thing. You don't watch TV. Don't listen to anything. You just keep on WSOM.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You can't take away my History Channel from me on a weekend.
Yeah, no history. No Pawn Stars.
Counting Cards.
No Counting Cards. No, none of that. Counting Cards, Pawn Stars. You can watch a little NASCAR so you can talk about it on Monday.
Duck Dynasty?
Maybe. Hey, listen, I owe everybody an apology.
Okay.
I went to see the Cleveland Indians last night, and I promised them while I was there I would make sure that they won. I was doing really, really good. There was a bad call, and then everything just blew up in the next inning, and we never recovered. I don't understand. But I did find out they throw those balls really, really fast,
mm-hmm.
really, really hard. And when they hit, they hurt.
You got hit by a ball.
No, I didn't have to. I saw one of the guys on the field get hit by a ball.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you have to learn from other people's mishaps.
Yeah. Well, that's what ended the fellow that was the broadcaster for years up there, that's what ended his career. He was a pitcher and he got hit in the face with a fly ball. What was his name? You remember? He was the voice of the Indians from like 1955 till Herb Score.
I still don't know who he is.
Okay, well, anyway.
It's like you and George Duke, Herb Score. I don't know.
Okay.
We have a woman by the name of Doctor?
Yeah. Almost.
Dr. Danielle McDuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got her name right.
Yep.
I didn't even have to read it. And she's in the studio with me, and she's a naturopath.
Yes.
And I, this is how the conversation went. I said, Wednesday, I'm having a naturopath on. I said, what is that about? And I said, they do natural things to heal you. They work in a doctor's office to heal you. And they're natural.
That's a typical response, either that or the deer in the headlights look. I get that one most often. You're a what?
So, Dr. Danielle, almost Dr. Danielle, because I know you're working on your doctorate.
Yep, I will be done in December, so
almost,
I can see the light.
I'm going to call you almost doctor.
Okay.
Almost Dr. Danielle. That question, what in the heck, really? What am I supposed to tell people now when I tell them, I have a naturopath coming on to talk to me? What am I supposed to tell them? What does that mean?
You know, naturopathy is such an eclectic thing that I found the easiest way to explain it is just to tell people, think about your family practitioner, your general doctor, anything that you would see your GP for, you can come and see me for, with two exceptions. According to Ohio law, I am not allowed to prescribe or distribute poisonous medications, nor can I do surgeries. So other than that, it's wide open. I work with anyone from asthma, autism. I do a lot of work with diabetes patients, high blood pressure.
No, but tell us what it is. I mean, you can't just tell me to come. I don't even know what – I mean, you tell me if I have a cold, come see a naturopath. What?
Okay. So
arm hurts. I got arthritis. You tell me to come see a naturopath. You know, I'm having heavy breathing in my chest. Come on now. What in the heck are you talking about? I don't even know what you do. What do you do?
Well,
you go out in the garden, you find some herbs, and you come back and put them in a basket, shake them up, and hand them to me. What?
Sometimes. I do work with herbal remedies. Mostly what a naturopath will do is to find out what the cause of the problem is, and then we work with the body's natural healing abilities to help your body heal on its own. So rather than putting you on a medication that covers over the symptoms and you have to be on that medication for the rest of your life. I mean, think about high blood pressure, for example. Most people with high blood pressure for the rest of their lives are going to be on high blood pressure meds, and there's probably one or two other ones to counteract the side effects. We don't do medications. We do natural healing things that work with the body's natural healing ability to boost it and to help it just run its course.
Okay, let me slow this down. Okay, I'm trying to think. I'm diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody says, well, you know, you need to go to a naturopath. I make an appointment, and I come see you. What do you do?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to spend 2 hours with you.
Doing what?
We're going to talk about your lifestyle. I'm going to find out, are you type 1 or type 2 diabetes? When did the diabetes start? What's your diet typically like? What other factors do you have involved? There are people who have become type 2 diabetic because they were put on steroid medications. I need to know that. And that takes time. I have to get to know you and find out what's going on with you to get to the root of the problem.
So when you get to the root, going through this process, you know, mm-hmm. Can you diagnose? Do you diagnose through blood work?
I do not generally use blood work. Blood work typically just confirms for me what I find out from the other diagnostic methods that I use. Everything that I do in office gives me immediate feedback from the body.
So how do you diagnose? Hold on, Dr. Dan. You're hanging out with me for a while because this is new for me. As I know this is new for Six. He doesn't even know who George Duke is. And so... You'd heard the song before, hadn't you?
I have heard the song. I didn't know who it was.
You heard the song. But see, I know Styx is just as lost as I am. You ever been to a naturopath?
Well, what's the difference between a naturopath and a homeopath?
That's a very good question. Homeopathic practitioners work strictly with homeopathic remedies, which are sometimes herbal, sometimes they're mineral. It's very diluted. Homeopathic remedies, the production of those is very involved. But essentially that premise is that like cures like. So with allopathic medicine or Western medicine where you get a drug, that initial reaction from the drug is opposite of the symptoms that you have. And then the long-term effect of that is that it gets worse. You have to up the medication. You have other side effects. With homeopathic medicine, they determine which remedy is right for the symptoms that you have based on what symptoms that remedy creates in a well person. So if you have a fever and that remedy creates a fever in a well person, then we're going to give you the homeopathic remedy, because by giving you a remedy that does the same thing in a well person as the symptoms that you have, we are helping the body to facilitate a faster healing with that than suppressing the symptoms and not letting that natural immune response happen. Homeopaths deal strictly with homeopathic remedies. Naturopaths are very eclectic. We may use water therapy. We may use a manual therapy like massage or acupressure, reflexology. We also might use herbs. We do a lot of nutrition. Homeopathy might be something that's used by a naturopath, but we're not limited to that particular discipline.
So when I come in, that number is 347-945-5229. And before we go to break, I'm going to tell Dr. Danny to tell you where she is, where you can find her, and a little bit about her. But I wanted to get this out because we have a long way to go to figure out naturopath.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a medicine.
Would you say that? No, I don't practice medicine. What my job as a naturopath is to provide you with the tools to help your body heal. There's no doctor out there that heals anyone. We don't heal. And that's something I want to impress on people is that doctors don't heal. All we do is facilitate the process that helps your body heal itself. Ultimately, the body does the healing. So what I do is not medicine. What it is really healing.
Okay. So I have beaten up my body for a very, very long time, and now I go to the doctor and I've got all these problems. Can you help us?
Absolutely. I work best with chronic problems because every chronic degenerative disease responds well to natural therapies, whether it be vitamin and nutrition therapy, whether it be homeopathic remedies, whether it be a combination of different therapies. All chronic degenerative diseases respond well to that because, according to Dr. Max Gerson, they're caused by two things. First being toxicity, the second being deficiency.
Okay. So a naturopath is someone who prescribes a natural method of healing the body.
We do, yes.
And what? Give us some ideas, because I mean this is so.
It's very broad.
This is very broad, and this is very new.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when you say acupuncture or acupressure,
yes.
And I'm going to ask you to because I know that you've worked with some people around here, and you've worked with them very, very well. Say that you said reflexology,
mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how people who have experience reflexology, they can actually tell you what's wrong with your body.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
By your foot.
Yes, or hands, or even
really
the
eyes. That's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we hear about this more? Let me ask that.
Well, first off, the AMA has a pretty big corner on medicine, and we're restricted in what we can say. You know, I can't make any claims of healing anyone, which is fine because, as I said, we don't heal anyone. The body heals itself. The other reason is that there aren't a whole lot of practitioners, and it's not really mainstream information yet, which is interesting because
it's a very old way of healing, if I'm not mistaken.
It
is. In Eastern world.
Mm-hmm. Well, even here in the United States, I mean, up to about 150 years ago, you had your old country doctor, and most of what he used were holistic remedies. There was very little pharmacology. Our Western medicine system is less than 200 years old. And whereas, you know, the natural remedies, the herbal remedies, the food remedies, those have been around for thousands and thousands of years. Every single culture in history has some sort of folk remedy that centers around what you're eating, your lifestyle, and the herbs in the area that were found to help with certain conditions.
So, for example, my grandmother would put turpentine and lard on you if you had a chest cold.
Yeah, it kind of works like Vicks. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And from what I understand, the purpose of that is the hot actually pulls the blood to your chest, which encourages the white blood cells.
That's correct. Yes. He's on it. That was good.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, putting Vicks salve on your feet?
I don't usually use Vicks. Typically what I would use would be, like, an emulsion with an essential oil because it's natural. Vicks is petroleum-based.
Okay.
We don't want to absorb those sorts of toxins into the body, but using something like jojoba oil or olive oil or almond oil mixed with the essential oil.
Eucalyptus and menthol and stuff in that order. Okay.
Yeah, eucalyptus, peppermint, rosemary, those are all great for colds.
How do we learn, We're going to talk about this today, but how do we learn more? How do we branch out? Because I think you're one of the only naturopaths in the area.
I'm one of very few. I believe there are three. There's a gentleman in Boardman and then another naturopath right down the road from me. I can walk to his office. So there are very few of us here in the Youngstown area.
Wow. Hey, the number again is 347-945-5229. So when you say naturopath, when you say essential oils,
yeah.
give us it's How would you cure cramps as a naturopath? So women that have cramps or have PMS, mm-hmm. or have high hormonal imbalances, how do you deal with that? Because, you know, everybody's looking at hormone replacement therapy and all that, and they're saying, don't do it anymore. And so women are on fire now, mm-hmm. and they're saying, well, just bear through it, you'll be okay.
Yeah. You know what? Most of the time, when we're talking about, like, hot flashes or menopause that require that hormone, most of the time it is a nutritional deficiency. Again, I have to work with each individual to figure out, why are you having the hot flashes? Are you toxic and we need to do something to get rid of that toxicity? And with toxicity, when you become overly toxic, you stop absorbing vitamins and that creates that deficiency that I talked about earlier from Dr. Gerson. So we have to find out what the cause is. And it can be different for every person. There's not one remedy.
But it can be a nutritional deficiency. But until you find out what that is, it's kind of hard.
It is. It's very there's never one remedy. You know, people don't come into me and go, oh, I've got cramps. And I'm like, okay, for cramps, you take this pill. I need to find out, why do you have the cramps? What's causing the cramps? Is there a nutritional deficiency in there? Are you toxic? Does your body just need a little extra support? Are you eating foods in the wrong combinations and it's causing some sort of metabolic reaction? And that's why I spend so much time with people, because I really have to find out about the person and what's causing the symptoms.
Well, listen, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to ask almost Dr. Danielle McDuff. And tell us where you're from.
I'm with DC Chiropractic and Wellness Center. We're in the Niles Warren area, just off of 82. If you're coming from the Youngstown area and you hit 82 to go to the mall there, Eastwood Mall, you're going to pass the Sheets, and we're directly on the left coming from the other direction on 46.
Okay, where you guys are.
Yeah, we are directly across from the Coates Car Care on 46 there in Niles.
And the number?
330-505-3515.
Because there are some people who have been looking for a naturopath, and they've been very, very difficult to find. The number here is 347-945-5229. I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to ask Danielle to tell us her story about how she became a naturopath and the process that she had to go through to find her own healing. So we'll be right back. Again, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Two burglary suspects in Youngstown surrendered to police after initially running from officers yesterday afternoon. Police say the men barricaded themselves in a home on West Woodland Avenue. Officers recovered a stolen TV from the men. An animal rescue group is helping a Youngstown neighborhood with its cat problem. Angels for Animals, volunteers, and the deputy dog warden checked out the situation last night, and they might be setting out traps. A couple of dozen cats are living in and around a vacant house on Parkview Avenue. Local Democrats criticized Governor John Kasich and some members of Jobs Ohio, the job agency he helped create. They say they have ties to companies receiving tax credits and other state funding. The governor's spokesperson said this is nothing more than a political stunt. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is sending $1.5 million to the city of Warren. The grant money will go towards repairing streets and cleaning up parks. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Are you looking to save money on your heating and cooling bills this year? Quality Windows can meet all your window needs while improving your curb appeal and increasing your home's value. Family owned and operated since 1998, Quality Windows lifetime warranted easy maintenance windows can save you up to 35% on your energy bills. They'll bring the showroom to you.
Hi, this is Kevin Goldberg, owner of Quality Windows. Call us today for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-863-9344. And you won't have to worry. There's no high-pressure, three-hour sales pitch with us. We don't require down payments, and we also have many different financing options available. And our prices start at just $179. And if you call in and mention this ad, receive an additional 20% off our Timeless series. And all the Quality Windows come with a true lifetime warranty.
Get your free estimate and more info at QualityWindowsLLC.com. 800-863-9344. Quality Windows. You've seen the rest. Now come see the best.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Lot Jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the Virtual Auto Showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Lot Jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow! Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much!
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, in a world where everything seems the same, Ford Fusion stands out. Get to your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer today and find attractive lease offers on several new vehicles.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600-WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 39 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock here on the 7th of August. Can you believe time is flying by just that fast? And so we are here. Sticks is in the studio with me, and he's learning about naturopathic. Is it naturopathic?
Yes,
naturopathic medicine.
Sure.
Is it a medicine? Can I say it that way?
Well, yeah, it's kind of interchangeable. Naturopathy or naturopathic medicine, it's same term.
And you said something during the break. I said, no, don't say it there. Say it here. Naturopath is any type of...
It's a very broad term that covers really any kind of drugless practitioner. So
drugless practitioner.
Drugless practitioner.
So it's a practitioner that does not do drugs.
Right, and we don't prescribe them either.
At any time?
No, we don't. If there's a situation,
Does it ever come to a situation that I said, okay, this is not going to work. I need to go somewhere else.
Yes. Sometimes it does.
Okay.
Sometimes it doesn't. In that case, then we refer out.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people that says, oh, naturopathy is the be-all and end-all. No, the medical field in general, whether it be allopathic or naturopathic, and allopathic being Western medicine, your MDs, DOs, dentists even, and then, of course, naturopathic being the drugless practitioners,
I feel that it's important that we not bash each other. Each of us has something very important to bring to the table. And so we need to learn to operate within our expertise, our area of expertise. And, you know, unfortunately, the track record for allopathic medicine when it comes to chronic degenerative diseases is not that great. We have more chronic degenerative diseases today than we had 50 years ago.
It's not getting better, definitely not.
It's not getting better. You know, Western medicine does great with trauma and emergency care, but when it comes to, you know, prevention.
So you don't heal gunshot wounds, right?
I don't. We can do emergency first aid, but then I'm sending them off to the ER.
Just checking, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you're telling me now that you can possibly find a nerve and put it on there and watch the wound close, like we, you know.
We haven't gotten to the X-Men stage of that yet. But there are herbs that I can use to help stop hemorrhage, to help stop bleeding. And again, that's emergency first aid, and once we get that under control,
then we go to the hospital.
Yes.
But now, what about I'm gonna ask you? What about delivering babies and stuff?
That's you know what? That is one of my favorite subjects. It's actually my minor is in midwifery. And
midwifery.
Ooh-hoo. Midwifery. Yeah, there's a big word.
Midwifery.
Midwifery. There's a
I
new word for you.
Midwifery.
No, midwifery. Did you know there was wifery?
No, I didn't know.
There's a wiki and a wifery. Okay.
That's right.
And the wiki makes wifery.
you know, here's the thing. Our current medical system when it comes to maternity care is designed for emergency situations. Every procedure that's done in a hospital is done from the point of view of a gynecologist who is, by education, a surgeon. Obstetricians and gynecologists are trained in surgery. Their education predisposes them to a perception that looks for problems and tries to fix them. There are very few, I would wager to say, obstetricians today who have seen a natural, normal delivery because they don't learn that in school. We're taught you go to the hospital, you get drugs, and if you're not progressing during this amount of time, then we're going to send you in for a C-section. And I actually did a report on this in the Youngstown area. If you are induced, you've got a 1 in 4 shot of delivering vaginally. 75% of induced labors in the Youngstown area are delivered by C-section.
Hey, South Carolina, your mic is on.
Wow, that's that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Within 100 years, we went from pregnancy and childbirth being a natural, normal, family-centered process to it being a disease for which you need to go to the hospital.
If we were to take a more natural approach, and since we're talking about OBGYNs, let's go into pediatric care.
Mm-hmm.
If we started out with a more natural path instead of a more scientific pharmaceutical path with our children, would it make a difference in our children's outcomes?
Yeah,
when it comes to health,
absolutely. There are studies that show that children born at home. And we're talking about planned home births where there was preparation by the mother and by a midwife or by a doula or a birth partner or whatever the case may be. A planned home birth are just as safe or safer than hospital births. And the children have less respiratory distress after birth. They have higher IQs because typically the mother ate better. They have higher birth weights. We have far less low birth weight in those situations than we do in the hospital birth. And it's very rare in a home birth for a mother to need an episiotomy.
Okay, almost Doc Danielle. What is an episiotomy? I'm having no children. Don't know what that is.
Okay.
And what is a doula?
Okay, a doula is similar to a midwife, but not as trained as a midwife. Midwives go through extensive training. They have to go through schooling. And then in order to sit for the midwifery boards.
Midwifery.
that's a fun word, right? They have to attend no less than 50 home births before they can even sit for that exam. Your family doctor sees none and is licensed to attend a birth. So who do you think is more qualified there.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Oh, no. Yeah, South Carolina.
Tracy.
I won't be doing it. Yeah.
Are you sure you want to know what an episiotomy is? Because I've witnessed one before. And
that
and,
sounds like
and
a man with children.
From being in the delivery room with my wife, okay, there was
uh-huh.
one. There was the nurse kept telling her, just hang in there. You may tear. It's okay. But you'd much rather have it tear than have me cut you.
That's
so,
true.
So I've seen it
That's
both
true.
Ways.
Yeah. The episiotomy is simply a cut from the vaginal opening down towards the anal opening to enlarge the stretching
of the vaginal area.
The vaginal area for the baby to come out. And the reality is if they just let you get up, that doesn't happen usually. The typical birth position is lying flat on your back or maybe slightly sitting, but your pelvis is still compressed. And squatting or standing or on all fours is better. Gravity helps you, and your pelvis widens in those positions.
Don't most traditional cultures use a birthing stool?
Yeah, a birthing stool to help when the mother gets fatigued and she's still squatting. It's not a sitting position. It's actually a squatting. It's kind of like going out in the woods and doing your business.
Yeah, look, you got to understand, Doc, I don't have kids. I never had no kids. I've never watched a childbirth except on television, and I figured out about not too long ago what made labor pain. So, you know, I'm a little slow. Hey, Alex, your mic is on, too.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon, Alex.
You know, this is a very important topic that you're talking about today.
That's good.
Yeah, I can tell you
you've taken a natural path of life, haven't you?
I try to in most regards. You know, I can and I can tell you a good OBGYN is very hard to come by. My wife's OB. He's actually he is a British national and. Over there, they have more midwives, and our OB actually used to be a midwife. He practiced as a midwife before he became a doctor. And so,
there are men that are midwives.
In Europe, that's more prominent.
In Europe,
yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely look at those sorts of things as better. They understand there's less cost involved. The less medical intervention that we have to have, the cheaper it's going to be. Your average midwife is going to cost you $1,200, $1,500 for the entire birth. That's all of your prenatal care and 6 months or 6 weeks of aftercare, plus the delivery. Whereas a hospital birth is on the low end, $7,500, and that's if you don't have anesthesia.
Okay. Alabama, your mic's on too. Go ahead with your guys' comments. I'm just amazed by this. So when you look at this path and when you look at a natural path, what about pediatric care? What about, you know, because what happens is if I put most children, a good majority of our children, come out fairly healthy.
That's a subjective term.
I'm trying to, if mom does what she should do, eating right, watching what she eats, watching her environment, the child will have, and a child will come out without having a whole lot of drama. And so from that point on, we start with, you know, indoctrinating them with the Western cares of life,
mm-hmm.
feeding them foods and feeding them. For some reason, we no longer think that breastfeeding is good.
Right.
I don't know where that came from.
It's inconvenient, and your breast will become sore, and you know there's all these reasons that I've heard young girls come to me and say, oh, well, my doctor said that, you know, my breast will become sore and they might get infected, and it's really inconvenient for me. And I'm like, dude, it is like the most convenient thing in the world, because if you got to make up a bottle, you're putting in the formula and mixing it up and heating it up and making sure it's the right temperature. Whereas if you're breastfeeding, you grab your kid, let them attach, and you're done. They know how to eat.
No.
But Tracy, I did a study on that during my undergrad.
Say that again, South Carolina.
I did a study on that during my undergrad, and there was a considerable amount of thought on a lot of people's
Are you on that cheap Bluetooth?
No, I'm going through the country again.
Because we can't hear you.
I'm going through the country again.
Call me when you get out the country. Call me when you come back to civilization.
All right.
You know, Tracy, I'll tell you that one of the biggest factors I think that should encourage people to breastfeed is the cost. I mean, the cost of formula is insane. And Amy, my wife, she breastfed for I would say a good year.
So they turned 12.
It saved us a lot of money, but also the other thing, it's just my opinion, but I think that the development of the children is better when they're breastfed over the formulas and the cow milk that's given to these infants. As I just from the school that my children are in, my youngest son who was breastfed for actually over a year, he's 3 now, he's going to be 4 in November. His development, he started walking at 6 months. Started writing, at a year. His development, you can tell just compared to the other kids that were not breastfed. And this was not just my kid, but other kids too that were breastfed. Their development is, I think, is better for them. So, it's... I'm off. I mean, there's no reason not to breastfeed, in my opinion.
What do you think? What are you going to say, Sticks?
I just heard I'm not sure if it's a wives' tale or not, that a woman can't get pregnant when she's breastfeeding. Is that true or not?
That's true. Actually, it is a natural birth control.
That's right.
It's really a logistics fact. It takes a lot of energy to grow a baby, and it also takes a lot of energy to feed a baby. And so to keep from overtaxing the body, we have this natural system that as long as you are breastfeeding, you don't ovulate, you can't get pregnant.
But let me ask this. Now let me throw this out there. When you look at this, I heard a commercial the other day saying that women need to get vaccinated to hold their children. So I'm not crazy.
I
was watching television.
Run that by me one more time.
Yeah, it's the whooping cough, the pertussis.
There's a vaccine that women should get. Because you are actually infecting your baby by holding them, so you should get a vaccine
right.
for it.
Right. So here's my question when it comes to that, and I'm not one of those people that likes to bash anything. I love good debate. So my question is, whooping cough's been around for quite a while, and by the way, it's not very common, and we typically get illnesses because our immune system is down.
Okay.
So if you are naturally boosting your immune system, why do you need that vaccine? And then my next question is, what's in the vaccine? I never tell parents not to have their kids vaccinated. I think that's a very personal decision that parents need to make for their children. But what I do say to them is, when your doctor says you need to have your child vaccinated or you need this vaccine, ask your doctor what's in it. Ask for a complete list of all the ingredients, including the fillers. And then read over that list of ingredients and all the fillers and identify each one. If there's something you don't know what it is, find out. Don't ask your doctor. Go find out. Look it up. Go call a pharmaceutical company and say, hey, what is this? Because things like thimerosal, which is not used as regularly now, but it is still in some vaccines, is made from mercury. Mercury is a known neurotoxin. There are other ingredients like antifreeze that are included as fillers in some of these vaccines. And so it's important that you be educated and you ask for that information.
When you say antifreeze, you're saying ethylene glycol.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the green stuff that goes in
right.
the car, right?
Yes,
right.
It is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, and there's the big hazard warning on there, but we're supposed to inject that into our bodies because it's safe. The reality is that if you are not educated, then you're not going to know what's going on or how it's affecting your body. So by asking what's in this and getting that complete list, identifying all of the ingredients on that list, then you can make the decision for yourself whether or not you would knowingly inject or allow that substance to be injected into your child and into yourself as well.
That goes back to my question about don't hold your baby till you get your own vaccine because you're going to infect your child. And I said, huh?
Yeah, I don't buy into that. It's honest. That ad, first follow the money. That's
follow
rule number
cash.
One. Follow the money. Who put out that ad? I guarantee you it's the pharmaceutical company. It's whoever's selling that vaccine. And they're telling you, oh, mom, be careful. You could kill your baby by holding them if you have a cough. And what does that do to a mother? The maternal instinct. I've got to protect my kid.
Especially new mom.
Yeah,
nuts.
I got to protect my kid. I have to protect my kid. I got to do everything that I need to do that's right for my baby so they have the best chance. And they're playing on that maternal fear almost. But when you're educated and you understand that, then that fear goes away.
440, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, it's AJ. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, AJ?
Hey, good. I wanted to comment about what you said about the having to get a vaccine before you can hold your baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that too, and I wondered to myself, is that really true, or is this just kind of a media scare for us? Because, I mean, I never heard about this until just a couple years ago. I mean, is this just kind of a thing to scare us, or is this something that is actually true?
Well, like she said, you have to follow the money. I mean, women have been holding their babies since the beginning, and we're still here. And I know we have some problems, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't get children vaccinated or anything like that. But what I am saying is, you know, I've watched some things that are coming out, just like they're trying to get mothers to vaccine or give them inoculation for young girls who, before the age of 13, before they're sexually mm-hmm. active, to hopefully they won't get ovarian cancer. I can't think of what it's called. But
HPV. Yeah, human papillomavirus.
Yeah, human papillomavirus.
And so when you're talking about a naturopath, a natural way of doing things, if there is a natural way that I can actually feed my children carrots and keep them from expanding on cancer cells in their body and make them healthy, but they'll have a healthy life, I think that's a little bit better than me actually vaccinating them with something before they get sexually active when they shouldn't be sexually active, so that
and that's
a precaution
comes back
of that.
To, like, the lifestyle of that as well. You know, we have to educate our children.
Right.
We have to teach them, look, if you do this, there are consequences, and here's what some of those consequences are. So if you decide that you're going to do this, then be prepared to pay for those consequences. And the other thing, too, is that we need to use common sense. Common sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Common.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Sense. Not common.
Yeah.
It's not common anymore.
You're right, it's not. Yeah, but we all inherently have it. What happens is we override it. We see the guy in the big lab coat, and we go, oh, he's smart. I should listen to him. Without really understanding where the information is coming from, or And the same thing with the media. A lot of times we buy into the marketing in it, and I think, yes, when it comes to these types of commercials, it's a media, not a scare, it's a marketing tactic that's playing on the fear of new mothers.
We have become a nation of germaphobes.
Hold on.
We have become a nation of germaphobes. And we talked about this the other day when we had Mr. Sharp on, the VOAG teacher. Farm kids don't get E. coli for a reason. And you know, all of these things, this marketing, it's killing us because we're not allowing our bodies to do what our bodies are supposed to do.
And we don't necessarily know. I mean, that's a large part of what I do is re-educate
people. Under-educated.
Right. We're great in science and math, and we're keeping up, and the SATs are up, and the standardized scores are up, but our kids really are not, they're not really educated. They're kind of taught to regurgitate facts and figures, but there's not as much applicable
critical thinking and thought.
Right.
Tracy.
And so
yeah, hold on.
We have to do that.
Who's that out there calling my name?
South Carolina.
Hey, South Carolina.
Hey, listen, before I went off, you know, into the wild blue yonder, I was trying to speak about formula. Formula was never developed to be used in mass by an entire, you know, nation. Formula was developed to aid in the milk production for those individuals in Africa. When the famine hit back in the late 50s, early 60s, it was developed because during a time of famine, you know, or a time of drought or whatever, the mothers didn't produce as much milk. And so they came up with this formula as a supplement. It was never intended to replace breastfeeding, but in using it, you know, they brought it back to the United States, and some of the companies like Carnation and other companies figured out, hey, there's some money to be made here. If we can get all these women to stop breastfeeding and use our formula, we will make a mint. And that's exactly what happened. And that's when the marketing effort started, and women started being told, here, this is better than breast milk.
Because they almost make breastfeeding a dirty word.
They do. Yeah. Well, it's you have to go to the bathroom to breastfeed your child.
No chair in the bathroom. No nothing.
Chair. No.
Just stand there, hold the kid, and hopefully the kid will eat.
We had a lady come to one of the big business events that I went to, and she did something very interesting. And they were part of the La Leche League, which is a breastfeeding organization. And she passed out cookies to everyone, and she said, "You don't eat your cookie right now. I want to talk to you for a minute." And she went through her spiel, and at the end of it, she said, "Okay, you guys can all go to the bathroom now and eat your cookie." So here's, and it's an interesting paradigm that we don't normally take our food in the bathroom to eat. Now, granted, you know, I have brothers, and I've seen it happen, but
not often.
No, it's not something that we regularly do. So why do our children, especially infants, have to go to the bathroom, which is like the dirtiest room in your house? Or in a public
but it
place.
Should, it just shouldn't
well,
be. And
right.
Actually, there should be. I mean, I have a problem with, and if we would go have some sense of modesty and common sense,
well,
I mean, that's why they make shawls, and we have scarves, and we have things where you can actually cover the breast. They have bras and brassieres. And when you talk about naturopath, and you talk about, because I don't want to stick too far, go too far back from where Danielle is coming from. But when we're talking about natural ways of healing, if you start with the womb,
oh, absolutely,
it can go to the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But what they've done is they've made something that is really, really beautiful, the way that the body works, because it shuts down after you have this child, and all of a sudden you have this feeding mechanism, and all of the mammals have this feeding mechanism just happens.
Right.
And they say there are more vitamins in a mother's breast milk.
Well, and they're complete, and they're the way that we're designed. You know, they're in the right form that we're designed to take. Most of the stuff in the formulas is synthetic. It comes from maybe
sure.
iron ores. The corn is one of the top genetically modified foods in this country, and a good portion between corn and soy, that's some of the top ingredients in formulas.
And even again, it's not designed for that.
No,
A mother is designed to nurture and to feed her child.
Right.
And what's happened is society at large, the Western world, and Mike, I'm going to pick you up as soon as I let Lloyd in, and then Matt, you're next. I just want people to understand that we are allowing people to brainwash us into this unnatural way of doing things. It's almost like we shouldn't have kids. But go ahead.
Well, it's a training thing, and it's a societal thing. My sister breastfed, and she would come to our house, and she would be breastfeeding one of the children. I wouldn't know it when I walked past her in the living room.
Yeah.
I had no idea she was feeding one of the kids.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be that way, but we don't teach that type of modesty when I say modesty, you don't whip out your boob and it's a double
and
so, D.
Yeah, here
and
I am.
Here
I am. Okay,
way.
Now give me the kid. No, there's a way to do it discreetly so
right.
that the baby's getting everything that they need. You can go about your
and you
baby
can do it
life.
In a restaurant if you choose or in a public place
yeah,
or a park
right.
without anyone knowing. But our problem is we haven't taught our young
right.
people that you just don't whip the boob out, say, hey, anybody want, and spray
right.
everybody and think it's cute
right.
and then
right.
and put this kid
right.
on it.
My sister fed her kids pretty much any place she was and nobody ever knew she was doing it.
Who was next?
Mike.
Mike. Not Mike. Alabama, your mic is on. Okay. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. Interesting conversation. Wasn't expecting it when I turned on the radio, but it is a good conversation, and it's definitely one that needs to be had. I have twins, and my twins were born about a month and a half premature, and it's twins coming out of my wife who was only 4'10", and so it's kind of like shoving a side of beef into a sandwich bag. It's they're going to be born early and have a few issues, but my daughter, about a month after she was born, and we were warned about this, and we were talked to about RSV for quite some time, because it's a very real issue. And I can say, thank God that I had that we had an obstetrician who was completely against these preventative drugs for these issues, because he saw that when the kids were born early, he says, you know what? The chances are of them getting something like RSV is very real. And he says, and I don't want to give them anything that might actually impede the process of them being able to fight it when they get it. So he just told us to keep a close eye on it. And they gave us a lot of information about what to look for. And I think that's what these hospitals need to concentrate, or these doctors need to concentrate more on, is education on what could happen instead of trying to shove every single needle into these kids to try to prevent it.
Let me throw this. I've got to take a break at the top of the hour. I'll leave the mics open. The number is 347-945-5229, and I have almost Dr. Danielle McDuff, and she is a naturopath, and she works out of D.C. Chiropractic. There was a card right there. D.C. Chiropractic in Warren, Ohio. And you can reach them at 305-505-3515. And it's D.C. Chiropractic Wellness Center and Danielle McDuff. And I want to come back and we'll continue this conversation, and we have someone else coming on, I think, at 1:30, 1:45?
1:45.
Talking about Fracknation?
Yes, the movie Fracknation.
And for those of you who have called in to talk about President Obama being on Jay Leno on last night, we'll get there on Friday. And Jeff and AJ will be here, and I'm quite sure they're itching at the bit to get to that topic. But this is a very, very important, because it goes into what we do and the fabric of who we are. And if we don't get to a healthy way of life, and tomorrow we're going to do health and wellness with Dr. Mason and Doris from Fit Family will be here, and Dr. Brandley, who's from Turning Point. If we don't get to a healthier way of life, because everything that we're talking about actually goes back into money, goes back into policy, and it goes back into bureaucracy. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
And let me ask this. Insurances do not cover naturopaths, do they?
Not in Ohio. And the reason for that is because in Ohio, I am not considered a physician. I do not have physician status. They don't license naturopaths in Ohio, which honestly is okay, because the licensing sometimes eliminates very competent practitioners and allows others to practice. And we have an ongoing joke in the medical field, and how do you address a medical student with a D average?
Doctor.
Good morning, doctor. So we have people out there who are practicing who did not do very well, and then we have very competent people who, because they don't have the right pedigree, are not allowed to help people. That being said, we keep our rates very low. So even though the insurances do not cover most of what I do, they often will cover blood work if I need that, or x-rays or things like that. There are ways that we can get that done. Even some of the manual therapies may be covered, things like the acupressure and the reflexology. But the majority of what I do is not.
And the reason why I brought that in, and I'll come back when I come after my break, but the reason why I brought that in, you talked about education.
Mm-hmm.
And she said at the beginning of the show, when she sits down with you, she actually takes about 2 hours with you.
Yes.
as a one-on-one to find out who you are, to go through your assessment, to find out what if everything going on into your body. And what really happens is, when's the last time your physician, no matter how much you paid him, sat down with you for 2 hours and assessed anything? We'll be right back.
Matt, you still there?
Hey, South. Yeah, I'm here. I'm making lunch for the kids, though. I just heard you shout over the speaker.
You're making lunch, man, huh? Okay, peanut butter and jelly, eh?
No, we're going to go with some chicken noodle today. It's I'm getting ready for the upcoming fall that's going to be here in like a week.
Well, man, I tell you, it's been every morning it's been in the 60s here.
Yeah, that's what
66.
That's what my sister was saying. She said it's you guys have been having some pretty steady weather, so.
Yep. So how old are your kids anyway?
I have twins that are 10, and I have a daughter who's 21, and my stepson is 24.
Ooh. Okay, well, I've got five. I keep forgetting one of them. Four daughters and one son. This older son is, he's almost 30. And Deanie is 27. Shonda is 25. Should be 25 this October. Paris is 21, and Diamond is 19.
Oh, you got yourself a gang there, huh?
Yeah, man. Well, that's not as bad. I got 7 grandkids.
Well, yeah, I'm waiting for that phone call. That I might hang it up.
Yeah, I had to tell him, and I said, y'all, hell, y'all need to figure out what's causing that and stop it.
I think they know what causes it, and I think that advice just is going to fall on deaf ears.
Oh, man. But what's crazy is my brothers. Now, I'm almost 49. And they had just turned, 43. And I got a phone call from my brother, and he was like, hey, man, guess what? You're going to be an uncle. And I'm like, I'm going to be a what? Because his oldest child, you know, well, the one that was at home, he was turning 21. And I'm like, do what? A couple weeks later, I got a phone call from my other brother. Hey, man, you gonna be an uncle again? I'm like, okay, y'all think y'all funny, right? Man, 2 years later, I get a phone call. Hey, man, guess what? You gonna be an uncle again? I said, you crazy. And then, no joke, the other brother calls me and says, tells me the same thing. Well, the last time my youngest brother calls me and said, hey. Guess what? I said, what? You're going to be an uncle again.
Oh, my God.
Here they are. I said, you've got a son 21 years old, okay? You just now got finished paying your child support. What is wrong with you?
Oh,
I said, man, you're going to be the oldest thing at graduation. That's my baby. On a walker.
Right. Yeah.
So I told him, I said, man, yeah, not for me.
It's definitely surreal.
Yeah, I know. Once I get those grandkids around, man, they can wear you out if you're not careful. But I have to let them know that, you know, Papa, I love you, but Papa, I don't play that.
Go ahead.
I came up a little bit different. I came up a little bit different, in a little bit different way. So they know they can go only so far with me. So.
Yeah, my stepson. I'm guessing is going to be the first one to make grandparents over here, and he's not married, but he's been seeing the thing.
And we're back.
hopefully we'll be able to have this. You're going to come back and hang out with us some more another month.
Oh,
another
yeah,
couple. Okay.
Absolutely.
This is really interesting when we talk about a naturopath. And naturopathy is something that is not common, and you have to get accustomed to what they do, who they are, and what they're about. Those of you in the chat room, anybody got anything to say before I ask Dr. Danielle, or almost Dr. Danielle, to give us her story on how she became a naturopath? 330-269, your mic is on.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good show.
Thank you.
I have a question for Dr. Is it Dr. Danielle?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever treated anybody with Lyme disease?
I have not personally worked with anyone with Lyme disease. However, I have colleagues who have. It's something that definitely takes a significant amount of time to work with. We have to boost the immune system. We have to make sure we're getting the right nutrients into the body to help fight that off, as well as making sure that we're getting, you know, the right herbs, and often homeopathic remedies are used in that case, because that can be one of those diseases that just is just wreaks havoc on the body. But
you know,
it is something that we can work with.
It's a very difficult disease. So you have had success treating it, though?
I have not personally, but I do have colleagues who have.
Yeah, okay, great.
And so naturopathy in general would be great. You know, it is one of those things that you can use either along with traditional medicine or on its own to help fight the disease.
Great. The other question I had for you was, I think you briefly talked about vaccinations, but in general, do you think our kids today are being vaccinated much more so than previous generations, and is that good for them?
I don't think that it is good for them. I think that it's highly disadvantageous to the children to pump them full of chemicals, particularly toxic chemicals that often make up the fillers in those vaccines, rather than just giving them the foods that were designed to run on and boost their immune system and let the immune system do its job. That's what it's there for. So I don't actively recommend vaccines. But again, that's something that's an individual choice for each parent. So I make it a point just to advise the parents to get the information, get educated, and then make that decision based on the facts, not based on marketing, not based on the opinion of a doctor, not based on the pharmaceutical company saying you need this, but really understanding what's in that vaccine and how it's going to affect your child.
I think that's great advice, and I totally agree with you. I would also ask you whether parents who have had their children treated by you or with you, what do they do about the fact that schools often require that you have a certain amount of vaccinations? Have you given any advice to what parents can do in that case?
That is a very, very good question. And you have the right as a parent to say, no, I elected not to have my child vaccinated. And they can't refuse you into the school.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Again, good show, Tracy.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your questions.
Hi.
Hey, Dr. Daniel, how do you address someone that, you know, when you said you don't think that vaccinations are a good idea, how do you address someone that says, well, you would have been opposed to vaccinating your child for polio?
I remind them that the vaccines came out right around the same time that we began to clean up our sanitary conditions, and that foods became more nutritious, and that while there's definitely a place for those, the types of vaccines that we're getting today and the amount of vaccines that are being given to kids are over the top, and that the die-off of many of those you know, the rubella, the polio, those things, that came about at the same time that we improved our sanitation and we improved our nutrition. So those things factor in, I think, more so than the vaccine itself, if not equally as much as the vaccine.
Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about these fillers. You know, you were talking about the antifreeze and the things that are involved in these vaccines. What is the purpose of having these fillers? What do they do? Why are they even included? I don't understand why they're there.
Some of it is for preservation, and the rest of it is just what they're called. They're fillers. There's something just to take up space in that vaccine so that you get a certain number of cc's. There's a great book out there by Philip Day called Health Wars, and there is a section in that book specifically on vaccines and a partial list of fillers that are in vaccines, and it's very educational, and I can't think of all of them off the top of my head. I keep that at my office to give to parents so that they at least have a leg up when they're going and they're looking at the ingredients in these vaccines. For the most part, it is just a filler, kind of like the extra stuff in your hot dog. It doesn't really need to be there, but it's there to take up space.
But why would somebody in the FDA authorize the use of toxic things that are toxic to mammals and things we inject in our body?
That's a very good question, and unfortunately, I am not qualified to answer that question. That would be a question for whoever the FDA.
Why would you ask a question like that? You know, come on, now we just got done saying sense ain't common. Hold on. Alabama, your mic is on.
I got two questions. First of all, what would you advise for candida? Like, how do we cleanse ourselves with candida? Because I've been looking. I went and got a woman's thing for yeast, but I don't really want that. I want something that's specifically focused on candida. And the other question is, how do you feel about government conspiracy theorists that say that the government or certain factions within our country feel as though they when they inject you with these different chemicals, you get to a certain hormonal level, which is may happen in your late 60s, and you break out with cancer? Because there was another guest that they had on this show that said, well, the reason that people get cancer at higher rates now is because they're living longer. As if, and I disagree totally, but that's what he was saying. He's saying the only reason people are catching cancer now at a higher rate is because they're living longer than they used to. So the first I want to know about the candida.
First off, with the candida, I don't have one set regimen. Again, it goes back to individuality. There are a couple of things that you can do right off the bat that will help your body to fight it off. But to completely cure the candida over infestation, that's an individualized thing, and I work on programs individually. Two things that you can do right away is, number one, make sure that you're hydrated. Take your current body weight, divide that in half. That is how many ounces of water you need to drink daily, bare minimum, to keep your body hydrated and help your immune system to work properly. Secondly, you need to cut out any refined packaged foods and especially sugars. Sugars, red meats, and dairies are highly inflammatory, and they are very much a factor in the over-infestation of candida.
Hey, are there any pills or anything you can take to do that? Like any type of, because I live in Alabama. I'm in Atlanta, so I can't get to you.
I understand. You know, I do work with people out of state usually over the internet. If you want to call the office, they can give you my email address, and I'll be happy to work with you. I have a number of clients in Missouri and Florida, and even one in California that I work with pretty regularly. I really need to spend some time getting to know your case and understanding what's going on with your body to give you anything specific that you can do. That being said, I don't usually recommend supplements for two reasons. Number one, if you're toxic and you're overrun with especially candida, you have trouble with absorption. So even though you may be getting a lot you may have a healthier diet, your body doesn't absorb it as well because it's so toxic. We have to get rid of the toxicity first. And so
is it true that when you have a bowel movement,
I got three more calls after you.
Okay, well, last question. When you have a bowel movement, I heard that 40% of that is from parasites.
No, not necessarily. Healthy bowel movements are three times a day. They should be, one long log, no lingering smell light brown in color and should break apart when you flush the toilet, and it should happen about 3 times a day. Anything more than that, you're holding toxicity in your gut, and that reabsorbs back into the bloodstream. So, no, it's not necessarily true that, that most of a bowel movement is from parasites. You have to be infested with parasites first to really have that issue.
And the number is 330-505-3515. That is Dr. Danielle, almost Dr. Danielle McDuff's number. Yes. Again, that number is 330-505-3515. And the number here is 347-945-5229. 216, your mic is on.
Oh, thanks, Tracy. Yeah, I just tuned in a few minutes ago. I heard you talking about vaccines. I have a 13-year-old daughter, and she's entering the 7th grade. And they do want her to have these vaccines, the DTaP and a couple others. And I heard you say there is, you can say no to that. But is,
yeah.
I think there's a, don't you have to go through a process and fill out forms, and or can you just say no?
Hello?
You know, I'll tell you what, What I have been told from other doctors who have gone through this with their children is that they simply said, we elected not to have that, and you have the right of choice, and we still have that so far.
I would go through my doctor to say that, or I would just go to the school?
You would go to your doctor and tell them we are electing not to have this, and your doctor can write a note that says patient elected to forego. You know, you can get a note from your doctor. I have other friends who are in the medical field, and that sometimes tends to pull more weight than if you're not. But if you go to the school board and say, no, we chose not to give this to our child, and make sure that you're educated and have a good case there. If you go in and say, no, I chose not to give my daughter, have her get this vaccine for this reason, and this reason, that holds more weight than just going in and saying, you know, we're just not going to do it.
But how do you feel about the vaccines at the age of the 13-year-old that did a DTaP, and I think there's a couple others? Do you recommend any of them?
I would not give my children any vaccines because of the fillers, because there are so many toxic ingredients just in the fillers. Never mind that they're giving you a live virus in that vaccine. When you go and get the flu shot, you got a 50-50 shot of getting the flu with the flu shot. You got a 50-50 shot without the flu shot. You kind of have to weigh your decision
but don't they have the right for the childhood communicables, the smallpoxes, doesn't the school have a right to tell you to not allow your child to come to school if you they don't have the childhood communicables, not the HPV or any of that, the basic childhood communicables?
Well, again, that comes back to that not so common sense anymore. If your kid is sick, you don't send them to school where they spread it to the rest of the kids. Now, the flip side of that is that I'm in my early 40s, and when we came down with the chickenpox, and I have a large family,
no,
I'm one of 14.
Smallpox, not chickenpox.
Well, even smallpox, it's the same type of virus. You know, even those communicable diseases, you get them because your immune system is down. And if your immune system is strong enough, even if you get it, it's going to fight it off. And so, you know, if we came down, I had the mumps. And my mother threw all of us in the same bed, and we all got it at the same time, and we were fine.
You can see, this is my issue, and I've got to take a break in a few minutes, and Dr. Danielle's almost done with us for today. But I've got to go, and I've got to bring this up, and I use a common sense approach, and there's some things I say, you know, getting a vaccine for your child, early childhood, it's not going to kill you, you're not going to kill them. But, you know, there's one now that they want you to take. They want me to go into Walgreens to take a vaccine so I might get shingles. But then I've got people cutting their breasts off because they might get cancer. I mean, do you really understand what's really going on here? I'm really confused, not because I have cancer, but because I might get it.
Right.
I got a gene that says you might get this, and so just because I might get something, it's not even showing up on the scale. You got to go get this.
Right, and that's a very good point, because a lot of the marketing that comes with these vaccines is, oh, you might get this. You need to protect against your risk of this. That's like saying, well, if you buy a new car, it might get stolen.
Oh, you might get a car wreck, so don't drive it. Just carry it around in your pocket.
217,
your mic is on.
Oh, yeah, Trace, just me. Just give me a call there. I just wanted to ask the doctor in general, you know, doctor, when I was coming up and stuff, when we left, I think it was New Jersey or Philadelphia, when we came here to Ohio and started going to school and stuff, you know, you had to have a vaccination before they would let me and my brothers and us in school. Now, we took one in Jersey, And today, I still have that scar because, well, you're younger than I am, but they used to give it to you like in a round circle with a lot of, with a lot of needles and stuff in, and they would punch you like a, you know, with some type of.
That's the old small.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so I'm saying, I mean, is that still, does that still go on, doctor, that you have to have it before you go to school, or it's not mandatory now?
Here's the important thing to remember with that. You do not have to. The schools will tell you we need vaccination records. And what you do is you say, we chose not to vaccinate, and here's why.
Oh.
So the school may say, oh, well, you can't get in. And you say, well, yes, I can. I have a right to choose. And, yes, that means that you have to go back and forth, and maybe you need to fight a little bit because most people don't fight back. Most people don't say, no, I have a right to have my child in school, and I have a right to choose not to give them these vaccinations. Most people don't understand that. And so they just go along with it because they were told by an authority figure that you have to do this.
I've got to go. I've got to take my break. I got to go. You can come back. Danielle McDuff, she is a naturopath at DC Chiropractic and Wellness Center over in Warren, and you will come back and hang out with us again.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to, because when you come back, I want to talk about not only this, but there are other issues such as ADD and ADHD and the medicines that we put our children on. I see, write this down. This is, we got to talk about that when you come back, because I'm going to forget. And that if you don't put your child on Ritalin or some type of antidepressant or some kind of stimulant, then they won't allow your child back in school.
Yeah, there's a really quick way to remedy that. You look at that teacher and you ask them, do you have a medical license? And when they say no, you tell them, then you are not legally allowed to diagnose my child with anything, and I do not have to put them on any medication.
Hey, listen, we'll be back. I'm going to take a break. We've had Danielle McDuff here from DC Chiropractic. You can find her at 330-505-3515. When we come back, we're going to talk about fractionation. I got a friend in the studio. I'm going to find out what made him stop by and say hi to me. Again, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, Alabama, you there? All right, South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, is that you? What was the name of that condition you were talking about, and can you explain it to me a little bit?
Candida. Hold on one second. Candida, it's basically yeast, fungus, not fungus, but yeast in the body, and it messes with your brain. It stops the body. It just really weakens the immune system, and it causes most of. This is just. I've learned a lot of this stuff. You'd be surprised what you can learn from just listening to people, conversations. But just a lot of the things, a lot of the health issues
that we have. Your immune system will function a lot better with a cleanse of candida. So that is not a condition per se. It's just something that, you know, and there's a guy by the name, he's out of New York, by the name of Minister Enki, E-N-Q-I. He's real knowledgeable on this stuff, and I just heard him and another gentleman, well, I didn't hear, I was on YouTube, they were talking, and I started doing some research from there, and he has his own brand of stuff, but my thing is I just don't want to just buy something that's called a Candida Cleanse, and they're selling me some grass. You know, so
right.
I want to make sure that I'm buying real stuff. And if not, I want to know how to do it through my diet or, you know, I mean, I exercise a lot and I do a lot of, I drink a lot of water because I do IT. So I'm going to water all, I'm on water all day. So I get the water and, you know, but I just want to get, I probably won't notice anything per se physically, because I don't have any real health problems, but that doesn't mean, you know, and I may, you know, it just depends. So it may be something that I think, because from the way I look at the body, I feel like we expect certain things at a certain age. I don't think we have to. And I've heard that, and I never got a chance to talk about that. This is one thing I want to ask her. They say that you can keep a cell running indefinitely if it's given all the proper water and nutrients. the human cell would continually function. Doesn't mean we're going to be immortal. So it's obvious that all of the things that we are exposed to throughout our lives are what cause health issues. Just like I didn't really drink a lot, didn't smoke a lot. I don't smoke, you know, I would drink once every 3 or 4 months. And I got friends that drunk every weekend and smoked a lot. And you can see the difference. I mean, you can see the difference in family members. One family member does, one family member doesn't. And you can see just physically the wrinkles in the face. It's just like with stress. You know, stress causes certain chemical reactions in the body and how you relieve stress. And, you know, just it's a lot of different things that we can be proactive in changing our, you know, our health.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. There is a difference between taking care of yourself, like, because I used to be a big smoker and drinker, and, you know, I went through unrelated surgery that dealt with that, but to pull myself back out, water was huge. I never drank a lot of water, but I got into drinking water. I got into eating right. I got into, you know, a lot of these things to literally like cleanse your body of the issues that you had, and you can actually almost reverse the problems you had if you do it properly. I felt it real time. It does work. I'm telling you, if you don't take care of yourself and then go back on to what you're doing now, you'll feel the difference. It's amazing.
I mean, just on Candida alone, I think just from what I've heard, I mean, you'd be surprised. The things that they tell you there's no cure for, things like cancer, and I even heard HIV, just different things that you can actually battle. And then when this stuff happened, I mean, there are people in my hometown that I know personally that had cancer. I saw the reports. Mm-hmm. And there's this lady, she would show you the reports, show you different, what do you call it, biopsies, different things, cancer, you know, and it's gone completely. Blood work, everything cleared up. And all she did was work with this different. Now, is that always the case? No, everybody's different, and that's what the guys will tell you. But I don't trust any pharmaceuticals. I don't trust pharmaceuticals at all. I don't. I feel as though I don't. Not to say that we should, you know, there aren't cases where they've done some good, but it's the waters are so murky when it comes to what's true and what's not with cancer and different diseases to where. I don't, you know, just like if you look at Africa, you got so many people dying of HIV over there and AIDS. But over here, we can get that stuff real easy. But whereas over there, those people, we're talking about maybe, you know, a dollar, 15, 20 cents worth of medicine to help these people. And they can't, you know, you're telling me that you can't do it. And they got gold and oil and silver and everything just basically laying on the ground over there. I find that hard to believe.
It's the easiest way to get that gold and silver, ain't it? By just starving them of what they need. So
I mean, yeah. So I mean, that's the thing. So I don't trust if I see them doing that. How can I trust what they tell me on TV? If every time we cut the TV on, they got some class action suit against one of these same companies. So the guy that she had on they had a guy on here about a week and a half ago. That's a doctor. I think he works at a university or something. He's talking about genetically altered foods and there's nothing wrong with it. And I beg to differ. I don't care if he is. I mean, because he's been taught by these same universities that get these grants and endowments from these same companies. So he's not going to really be objective.
Right. And they've said the same thing about, it's still genetic foods, but when it goes into, you know, your crops, your tomatoes or whatever you're buying from the store and the pesticides, and they've been saying that for years. Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. It's harmless. Well, all of a sudden, we're actually seeing new diseases crop up because of these things, or diseases that have taken on a different form where they have no cure for them now. Yeah.
Well, not just that, but if it's only been around for 15 to 20 years, how do they know the actual long-term effects? If it's only been – we've only been doing this for 20 years, right? So how do they know – If I grew up, if I was a child, if I was 20 years old or 15 years old starting back then, when I'm 70, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know. It's just like steroids. Some of these studies, some of these steroids, when they first came out, they were saying all these good things about them, and then all of a sudden people started having certain problems with their liver. You know, oh, well, this is bad, but they didn't find that out until 50, 60 years in. you know, guys, you know, you got all these ex-bodybuilders that bodies been broke down from taking over, abusing it, of course. They did abuse it. But at the same time, you know, if it's so healthy, you should be able to take it at any, you know. And that's the problem I have. And if you're taking something every day, bodies are different. That's what I'm realizing now. Everybody's body is different. There are people that are exposed to cancer. I've found out that you, the human body, cancer grows in your body, and your body beats it. It actually that happens to just about everybody. I didn't know that. I thought cancer only happened, and they found no. There are times where cancer will come, and it'll be overran with the body's immune system. Right. So then I start, well, if that's true.
That is true.
Then that means, if that's true, then that means that we need to work on the immune. We don't focus on the immune system. We
right.
don't.
Now, that's an absolute fact. As a matter of fact, it's not that almost everybody has cancer cells. That's a scientific fact. It's about your immune system.
You guys are the psycho.
What?
We got Frank Nation. They're going to call in or come in?
They're going to call in.
Tell us what's going on with this. You called me in the middle of the night talking about, guess what? Frack Nation's coming to Canfield. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? We're fracking everywhere.
It's it's the anti-Gasland movie. It's a documentary debunking Josh Fox's Gasland. And we've got Phila McAleer. He's the guy that did it and created it. He's coming to talk to us here in about 5 or 6 minutes. They're going to have a free screening in Poland on Saturday night at 9 p.m. at the Yellow Creek Theater.
In Poland?
In Poland. 311 Main Street.
At the Poland Theater?
At the Poland Theater.
At 9 o'clock at night?
It's free.
Oh, okay.
Come one, come all.
I thought you said you were getting away from entitlements.
It's privately funded. It's okay. Privately funded. That ain't entitlement. That's charity. I'm all for charity. I'm against entitlements.
Hey, Matt, what's going on, honey? Did you watch the president on Jay Leno last night?
Oh, God, no. No, no. I don't know if you checked my Facebook page, but I've had it with him. I honestly have. I went back and forth with a liberal, quote-unquote, friend of mine last night about you know, his appearances on these shows, and he was screaming about, well, every president has shown. And you know what? It wasn't every president since JFK. There was a couple that showed up one or two times. This guy has shown himself on talk shows 12 times since he's been president. 12 times. It's a little ridiculous. His celebrity is getting out of control.
What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, but not only are there 57 states, I also heard last night that Charleston and Savannah are on the Gulf Coast.
Is that what he said?
Didn't.
Yeah.
Charleston. I didn't watch it.
Charleston and Savannah are both on the Gulf Coast.
Well, I watched Hit and Miss. I was coming in from the Cleveland Indians game, and we were not having a good night. So I watched him when I came in the door, and it was like, okay, the president. I said, my mom said, you know, your president's on television. I'm like, oh, maybe it's a rerun. Wrong. But it was his birthday, so he was celebrating. What do you want?
When you're president, every day's your birthday. No, that it's good to be king.
Jeez, oh man.
That's a true statement right there.
What am I going to do with you guys?
Do you realize we spend more money on the president and his family than the Brits spend on the entire royal family?
That's because of inflation. You guys are not paying attention. They're doing the same thing that everybody else has done. The difference is it's a different time, and you have to pay more to fly. Gas is up.
Well, yeah, you pay more to fly when you're taking two 747s with a host of other airplanes, an entire security detail, as well as the money it takes to shut down the cities and the people to organize it. You could put a space shuttle into orbit for one of his trips.
What, now, you mean to tell me if you were not the president of the United States of America, you wouldn't be milking this train?
I would roll up my sleeves and I'd stay right there at the White House and go to work for the American people.
That's why you ain't the president. We ain't looking for people to do that. We looking for people to be a rock star.
I don't want a rock star for president.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Bill Clinton was a rock star.
You know
Bill Clinton won a Bill Clinton won a whole election by going on Arsenio Hall, picking up a saxophone and playing it.
Do you know the character that would be my ideal president is some old farmer that started with nothing and built up a fortune. That's the guy I want in the White House.
That's the guy.
Because he knows how the world works.
That's the guy is. That's the guy you want in the White
House. That's the guy I want in the White House.
Have I taught you nothing? No, you're supposed to want like somebody like Clint. That's right. That's right. Herman Cain. Yeah. Get a mic. Grab a mic. He has a mic right there in front of you. The number is 347-945-5229. Alabama, your mic is on. I think I have you on mute. I'm trying to get a clip up of George Duke. I've got a fabulous, funky, live George Duke. Wrong mic. That mic there. Or that mic there. Or this mic here. There's a mic right there. Try that one. There's a clip underneath. I need the mic. Yeah, try that. No, go that one there. We got lots of mics.
You looking for a song?
No, I'm looking for a certain song, but it's somebody sent me the text message. No name, no nothing, and it was him in Paris. And boy, is he just off the chart.
Oh, yeah. That was a shocker to see.
I didn't know he was sick.
I didn't either.
Oh, that's a radio voice, isn't it? Let's check that out. That's a radio voice.
Did you see the one that I sent you? The one I posted yesterday, him and, what's the guy on the bass?
Not yet. Bootsy?
Let me post it to your page.
Okay, do that. Oh, but since we're waiting for them to call them, they're calling from Frack Nation, so since we're waiting, we might as well just do a George Duke moment. For those of you who do not know, it's just George Duke. You don't understand. He was a master when it came to just music. He just did what he did, and I can't find the clip. Somebody texted me and it's on my phone, but I can't get it from my phone to me. Sorry, guys. Okay. It's just like a day of mourning. That's too much noise. You can't get folks to be quiet. Before your time, six, out of your genre.
Yeah, not out of my genre. I don't hear no electric guitar. I don't hear no steel guitar.
This is not Matt. You're not going to find no steel guitar in a funk band. That is live. And not only the Sharon Lyne reunion was this past weekend, and it's, you know, when you put Sharon Lyne and funk together and George Duke, it's all together the same. It's just bad.
We loved funk on the Sharon Lyne.
That's where it came from.
When I graduated, if you didn't have a Funkadelic 8-track in your car, we wouldn't ride with you. And I remember the 8-track. It was Maggot Brain, 1971.
Maggot Brain.
Maggot Brain.
Wow. New man. It's
yes,
good
ma'am.
To have you in studio with us.
Oh, good to be with you. Good to be with you. I had this little bit of time. I said I'll surprise you and get to see you. And,
you did. You did.
Six.
Hey.
You did, because I came by and I was like, wow, I ain't got nowhere to stop. And I got issues, and the new man ain't around. But he showed up. See what happened?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Listen, who is coming on from Frack Nation?
Phelan McLear.
Phelan McLear?
McLear, yes.
McLear.
Yes.
And he's hi, how are you?
Good.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends. It's good to have you back on. I hear we're going to be doing a screening on this upcoming weekend here in Poland, the Mahoning Valley.
Yes, that's right.
And you're going to tell everyone that fracking will not kill us?
Fracking will not kill you, has not killed you. Fracking is, there's no evidence of fracking ever having contaminated water. There's no evidence of fracking ever having polluted water. Fracking, you know, there's been a lot of allegations, a lot of claims, a lot of lawsuits, but there's no evidence.
So tell me, why do people keep on telling me that we're going to poison the water because we're going down thousands of feet below the water table, and the water that we're calling and the brine and everything that they use and the chemicals are going to destroy everything and we're all going to die?
Well, there are a lot of people out there who don't like fossil fuels. There are a lot of people out there who don't like
America. They don't like American fossil fuels. You know, there are a lot of, yeah, they don't like American fossil fuels. They don't mind Chinese fossil fuels or Russian fossil fuels. A lot of people are scared of change. A lot of progressives don't believe in progress. And this is something that they don't know much about, something new. So, like all, you know, these, you know, like all people, like a lot of people who claim to be progressive, they're actually quite scared of the future, scared of their own shadow. And I urge anyone who's interested in this to come to Poland, Ohio, to the Yellow Creek Theater on August 10th at 9 p.m. to watch the film. It's 70 minutes long. Learn the thing about fracking. It's called Frack Nation.
Now, Phelan, we live in an area where every quarter of a mile there's a pump jack sitting. How have they so successfully changed people's mind about oil drilling in an area where we've been drilling for oil for 100-something years?
They've pretended that it's something, that fracking is something new, when it's not. And, you know, let's be quite clear, they don't like all conventional oil drilling either. So this is just part, the first part of a battle to get rid of conventional oil drilling also.
And listen, let me ask you this, because I was at a press conference last week, and there tends to be, right now we have people who are coming in from all over the country to our area to protest and to change laws in reference to fracking and to scare people into information that is not true.
Uh-huh.
What in the world is going on that we don't like America fracking, but we can deal with everybody else's fossil fuels? What's wrong with America?
They don't like America. You know, I think they feel guilty. America's so successful. America's so powerful. You know, stop fracking in America. Are you going to have those wonderful stewards of the environment, Saudi Arabia? Those wonderful stewards of the environment, Venezuela? Those wonderful stewards of the environment, China, India? We're going to use their energy? We're going to be using their energy? This is the most environmentally sensitive country on the planet. Producing environmentally sensitive energy. This is ethical energy. If you like gay rights, you should support American energy, because every dollar you give to Saudi Arabia or Iran or Russia, it goes towards, you know, attacking gay rights in these countries. These people hang gay people. The women who aren't allowed to vote.
Common sense is funny, isn't it?
You know?
Common sense is funny.
That was just so crazy when you said that. I mean, that is true. I mean,
yeah.
We want to be pro gay, but we want to support countries that will kill you if you are. Okay.
Yeah.
It's America. Yeah. Common sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're anti, you should have these people should have you know, stickers on their car. You know, ban fracking, hang a gay tomorrow. That's what they're doing.
Listen, tell us a little bit about your film and what we expect to find and why you did it.
Well, it's all in Poland, Ohio, on Saturday, 10th of August, 9 p.m. You can check our Facebook page for more details. Check our Twitter page. It's basically, you know, the truth. I think it's as much about journalism as it is about fracking. It examines how this story got out there, how journalists just took allegations and ran them without ever checking them. You know, so someone says, you know, oh, my dog is sick, my granny's sick, and my wife's not speaking to me anymore. It must be the result of fracking. You know, but they never asked for medical reports. The journalists never asked for medical reports. They never asked for independent analysis. So when someone says my water's polluted, where is the scientific evidence of that? You know, it's a simple question, and that's where we started off. Let's produce some science. Let's produce an entertaining documentary, and let's tell the truth.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, people don't understand the history of oil drilling in the United States, for one thing. And they don't understand that Oil Creek, Pennsylvania, was named because the oil was running out of the creek, out of the banks of the creek into the creek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you've got Carbondale, Pennsylvania. You know, you've got three places in America called Burning Springs.
you know, the water was on fire long before fracking ever started. You know, and Josh Fox, the director of Gasland, knew that. So my question is, why didn't he put that in his documentary? People think fracking causes your water to go on fire. People have been letting their tap water in America for decades, for centuries. The Indians call three places burning springs.
Mm-hmm. He does have a point there.
Yes.
I mean, we've gotten a lot of names for a lot of things, and we've used a lot of hot springs based upon, I mean, hot springs, hot water,
mm-hmm.
out of ground, and they weren't fracking anywhere close to it.
Now,
he's got a point there.
Right. Now, has Josh Fox ever consented to a head-to-head debate with you yet?
No.
Of course not.
No.
You know.
You don't want facts and fiction to come together, do you?
No.
like oil and water, huh?
Yeah, I remember seeing something. He actually had you ejected, I think.
Oh, yeah. No. No questions allowed. No dissent allowed. That's the new way of making energy. It's my way of making energy, and no dissent is allowed, no questions allowed.
So do you have anything in the future? What's your next project? Where are you planning on going?
We have lots of, there's always lots of myths out there, lots of lies out there, so we'll just be, we're going to try and keep telling the truth and make entertaining documentaries and films on the way.
Now, the screening on this upcoming Saturday is going to be in Poland, Ohio. Are you going to be coming in for that for a Q&A afterwards?
No, unfortunately not for that one. It's Poland, Ohio. It's hosted by the United Shale Owners of America. It's in the Yellow Creek Theater on South Main Street, 9 p.m. I mean, it's one thing we wanted to do with Frack Nation was make it entertaining. So, you know, it's funny. The film is funny. It's quick. It's fast. It moves along. It's a great way to learn the truth of a fracking.
Well, I look forward to it. And it's free and open to the public, am I correct?
Free and open to the public.
Do they have to RSVP? Can they just show up?
I don't know that. I think you can just show up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we'll find the information out, and I look forward to it. What is your website, and what is your Facebook page? So if people want to look this up, they can.
The Frack Nation Facebook page is where it all happens, F-R-A-C-K Nation, Frack Nation. So go there, and you'll get more details about it.
Sticks, you planning on going?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
It is at 9 p.m. You know, they shut off the streetlights out there.
Oh, I know that you have no streetlights at all. That's because you guys are trying to find your way around the oil rigs.
We're actually using the flares off the oil rigs for streetlights now.
Listen, I need you to do one on global warming and methane gas. Because I saw some of the craziest commentary on methane gas the other day, and I need for somebody to please tell people that it's okay to have a cow, because I really don't want cows made in petri dishes. I mean, I mean, nothing personal, but I like cows that moo.
Yeah.
And don't show up.
There's a certain attraction to them. Yeah.
In a laboratory dish.
Yeah.
Because they're confusing
you.
The kids, and our kids are already confused enough as it is. And we start making cows inside of labs, we're in trouble.
Yep, I hear you.
I would like to provide my assistance to him if he ever decides to do a movie on the cow's flatulence. For free, I will do the research. It's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Phelan, I've got a request that. You do one on wind power, because I've been doing some research on that, and the numbers are just absolutely insane.
It's pretty mad, wind power. It's pretty mad, all right. Yep.
Well, do one on the coal going out in America, and yet America, it runs on energy, and we run on coal. We're addicted to energy.
Yep.
We got to do
the
electric car.
The American dream is run on cheaper energy. There's no doubt about it. So I urge anyone to come along to Poland, Ohio on Saturday night, 9 p.m., Hope to see you all there.
Thanks a lot. And thanks for calling in. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break in a minute. When we come back, it's going to be an open mic. We'll just go for what we know. We got Sticks Max here. We got the new man in studio. Wow. This is great. It's a good day.
It is. It's a wonderful day.
Again, the number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
This is the Sean Hannity Show. Liberals were dominant in the House and Senate and remained so until 1994. Conservatism seemed like a lost movement. Reagan didn't give up. He made the case, came up with an agenda, and met the needs of his time. He won people over.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
And now, it's the News Talk 600 Drilling Down Report.
This is the Business Journal Daily Buzz Drilling Down Report for Wednesday, August 7th. A jump in profits for Gulfport Energy. Gulfport reports a second quarter net income of $44 million or 56 cents a share. That compares with $25 million and 45 cents a share a year ago. It included a gain of $51 million related to Gulfport's stake in Diamondback Energy. Gulfport, which has increased its acreage position in the Utica to 145,000 leased acres, says natural gas revenue was up $70 million for the quarter. Oil and natural gas production volumes for the quarter totaled 815,300 barrels of oil equivalent, up about 150,000 BOEs year over year. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources has issued 12 new horizontal permits for oil and gas exploration in the Utica Shale. In our region, ODNR issued Chesapeake Exploration a permit to drill in Franklin Township in Columbiana County, and two permits for Carroll County, where Chesapeake is most active. No new permits were issued for Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, or Lawrence counties. The ODNR reports there have been 831 horizontal drilling permits issued in the Utica since 2011. 446 of those are now drilled, with 122 producing. Reuters is reporting that Chesapeake Energy has given up a two-year legal fight with landowners in New York. Landowners who had leased acreage to Chesapeake over the past decade had battled the company in court to prevent it from extending the leases under their original terms, many of which were agreed to before the boom in hydraulic fracturing. Reuters reports from a letter received by landowners, it appears Chesapeake is now ready to walk away from the leases, potentially allowing landowners to renegotiate new deals with other drillers at a higher rate if New York State eventually ends a five-year fracking ban. Reuters calls this a sign of frustration with the state where most drilling is on hold and of how Chesapeake is reining in spending. And that is the Business Journal Daily Buzz Drilling Down Report for this Wednesday. For more information, go to businessjournaldaily.com. I'm Michael Moliterno.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
A death sentence. As Anne objected, saying it was a twist of the facts, the trial has been recessed until tomorrow. The five-year-old son of singer Usher is hospitalized after nearly drowning in the family pool in Atlanta earlier this week. The boy's hand got caught in the drain, but contractors were able to free him.
Experts say the solution is simple, a drain cover to keep a child's hair or arms out of harm's way.
At public pools, they're now required. It's not clear if the pool Usher Raymond V was swimming in had a safety cover over the drain, or how long the child was under.
ABC's Steve Osunsami, Usher's ex-wife, has called for an emergency custody hearing. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 52. This is ABC News.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your call. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Tonight's Powerball drawing is for one of the biggest jackpots ever. ABC's Aaron Katursky spoke to some ticket buyers in New York City.
There's a Powerball sign in the window here at Alex's Tobacco Shop on Broadway and 71st Street, but customers don't need to read the sign to know how much is at stake in the next Powerball drawing.
$425. I bought my ticket already.
Just one?
No, I bought $4. I'm going small.
But perfection, I'm sure, in your number choice.
Yes, yes.
Do you dream about what you do?
Want to get my dream house and I'll help a lot.
We should be friends then, because if you're the winner.
I know.
She's pushing a baby stroller. There's a guy walking his dog. Even the bus driver stopped to buy a ticket, hoping. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Amazon.com now getting into the fine art arena. Customers can now buy original and limited edition works from more than 150 prominent galleries and dealers. Prices vary. There's a photo by Clifford Ross for $200 and a painting by Norman Rockwell for nearly $5 million. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
My home. They're locked in a safe. There's a metal gun case. We live in an area that's wooded, somewhat secluded. And I've said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony and fire two blasts outside the house.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
You don't need a machine gun. You don't need 30 rounds.
Buy shotgun. like I'm a metal shotgun. And you don't need a flamethrower, and you don't need a tank, and you don't need an AR-15 to scare those thugs away. No, and I don't need a grenade launcher, I don't need an F-15. There's just one thing I need to do, and I'll stay away from me.
The Americans could be killed by a drone. In your bed at night, in your home.
Say it isn't so.
The Americans could be killed by a drone. In a cafe in San Francisco. Oh. You never get murdered by your notification. Is the buzz of the drone as it flies?
But it hides so much in the sky.
Overhead, before you kill and go on your bed. Bomb, bomb in your sleep. You won't get a chance to speak.
Calm down, Senator. To somehow say we would kill people in cafes is simply false.
Yes, sir.
It is simply false.
We don't want to blow up the cafe.
Hey, I'm not that bad. Please don't kill me.
He will not kill you.
Are you going to drop a missile on Jane Fonda?
No, he will not bomb Jane Fonda.
Americans could be killed by a drone.
Calm down, sir.
Are you robot?
In your bed at night. In your home.
Calm down.
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 Your home.
Chocolate break.
Chocolate break. Chocolate in the house.
Chocolate is mandatory. The National Security Agency building a 1 million square foot complex in Utah. That will house phone call and email data.
This is something that's not our place to decide. The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong.
What the heck is going on?
It's a data collection thing.
The federal judge says, it's okay, it's okay.
They hold phone records for the NSA.
It's all BS.
For the NSA.
Whoa, whoa. They sit there and they have the numbers. And they can play all day long.
For the NSA.
What the heck is going on? Fire to blast.
Whoa.
What the heck is going on?
Americans could be killed
by a
shotgun,
by a drone,
by a flamethrower.
In your home.
For the NSA.
Calm down, sir.
Americans could be killed
by a left-wing website.
What the heck is going on?
Fire to blast. What the heck is going on?
Americans could be killed
by a
shotgun,
by a drone,
by a flamethrower.
In your home,
by the NSA.
Calm down, absurd.
Americans could be killed
by a left-wing website.
Yeah, I don't know. Woo!
Song is by the news. Song is by the
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. Where in the world did you find that? Buy a shotgun. I like the song. It's really cute. Where did you find that, Sticks?
The Blaze.
The where?
Specs Blaze.
Specs Blaze. Buy a shotgun.
Buy a shotgun.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Oh, I could do that for
this. Drones. We got drones.
Buy a shotgun. Oh, I gotta hold on. I gotta get a shotgun.
Just one?
Just one.
Oh no. Every house needs multiple shotguns.
Multiple.
Matt.
I swear if that song goes through my head like the chicken dance tonight, I'm gonna go buy a shotgun.
Buy a shotgun.
Buy a shotgun. Thin Fur and Feather will be overrun this afternoon with people buying shotguns.
Oh yeah. Listen, guys, want you guys to go to my Facebook page and you can see the video. The video is just it gives it great justice.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Do that.
This guy, what's the name of the guy that did it? Because he did a really good job.
I don't know. You have to tell me because it came from you. Here on YouTube, it doesn't say anything. But buy a shotgun.
Gregory Brothers.
Gregory Brothers.
Songify the News series.
Buy a shotgun. He did a good job with that.
Yep.
So, Jay Leno, President Obama, big deal. What else is going on in the news? Oh, President Obama decides he's not going to sit down with Putin when he goes to Russia next month.
Do you think Putin cares?
No, not really.
I really think that Putin has a disdain for President Obama.
No. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pull up.
Putin's a warrior.
I'm sure he
Putin's
does.
A warrior.
No.
He's former KGB.
Oh, what?
I think he looks at Barack Obama and thinks, I could clean up the floor with this clown.
You know, let me tell you what happened.
What happened?
See, Obama got caught with his pants down. By a shotgun.
No, the president did not have a Lewinsky.
No, he didn't have a Winky either, but he got caught with a shotgun with an open mic. When he told Putin?
Oh, what? No, Medvedev.
No, he told Putin.
No, he told Medvedev. I can be more fluid after the, election. No, he's supposed to take that. Medvedev was supposed to take that message back to Putin.
Right, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So the message got back to Putin, but before it got to Putin, it got to the news. So whatever he had in his back pocket, he couldn't pull out because he got caught live with his pants down. So the message for Putin that went back to Putin got there on the news first. And then they said Putin stole a ring. And now you want him to come and sit down with the president. And he says, Putin can stay here, buy a shotgun. I mean, seriously, that's what happened. I mean, you have to understand. President Obama said, I can do more. Let me get through this election and then I can do more. The mic was live. Whatever he said, I don't think he's done. Because he can't, because his pants are already, he's already shown his underwear.
He's
busting
a lame
duck.
He can do whatever he wants.
No,
he can't
run for re-election. No.
He can do whatever he wants.
No, he can't. You think he can, but he can't do it right now. He's got to live.
How much of this is just show?
A lot of it.
Trying to show some strength because they didn't get their way.
Who? Russia?
The United States.
Oh.
Because of the Snowden.
Well, that's why the president won't go talk to Putin, but.
The president tried to say last night, and if somebody please correct me if I'm wrong, because when I heard it, I was like, huh? That there's a federal whistleblower program that Snowden could have gone through, kept his job, and had no retaliation if he had just gone through the federal whistleblower program and not going to the press first.
Do you think that?
And it was
broadcast, and everybody knows about it?
Absolutely. He said he put in an executive order, and he made sure that he had a special whistleblower program just for them. Why do you watch a naked man on your computer?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Why do you have naked men on your computer?
I don't have naked men on my computer.
You do have your... They're gone now.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about looking at your screen, and you've got naked men going up on your computer. What is up with you?
This?
No, yeah, what is
Tracy.
That?
7 odd veggies that kill abdominal fat.
Yeah. I heard my name.
Yeah, this is Alabama.
Where have you been?
Buying a shotgun.
Alabama.
Buying a shotgun.
I've been listening. I just had a question for anybody. I've been going back reviewing the Bill of Rights and stuff. The Eighth Amendment talks about excessive fines, right? There's a municipality that I got stopped in here in Georgia, and they charged $2,000 for one ticket, right?
Wait a minute.
Like 195 in the school
minute,
zone?
Wait a minute. What kind of ticket is that?
It was just it was some years ago. I got a driving while suspended. It was years ago. And they take your car, take you to a certain impound, which charges like $500, and then it goes up by like $10 a day. Plus, they take you to some private county thing, and they take charges. You know, basically they're making money off people. But the point I'm trying to make is if the average salary in that particular county is, let's just say, $40,000 a year, we're talking about what? About 5% of someone's annual salary, gross salary for one ticket? So I'm just trying to say, am I wrong to sit up here and say that that's unconstitutional to charge someone $2,000 for one ticket?
Because that here
that,
in Poland.
I'm just trying to see because that sounds, you know, I mean, the ticket's paid, but I'm just saying, I think that's a bit excessive.
I'm serious, heart attack. You are correct, and yes, it's unconstitutional, but guess what? Because most Americans don't pay attention to the Constitution, it doesn't make sense because you can't enforce it because everybody's being blamed for it and no one's doing anything about it. And so you are correct that it is unconstitutional, but so is everything else that they're doing that they're claiming.
I mean, shouldn't they say, look, you can't go over $300 for a ticket? I mean, that's just ridiculous to charge someone $2,000. I mean, you got kids that you get stopped. If you're a kid in high school, you can't afford your insurance. You get stopped. Or you're making $10, $12 an hour. Not everybody has a sizable amount of money to pay $2,000. So, and then you're on a payment plan, which, oh, yeah, they're charging you $50 a month if you go to court and you get on a payment plan. So if it takes you 2-3 years to pay it off, you're paying an extra $1,200, $1,300. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So,
well, Alabama, I think an argument could be made under the Equal Protection Clause that there should be no monetary fines whatsoever, or they should be directly based on your income like they do, and I believe it's Sweden, because you just had a guy in Sweden, I forget how many million dollars a year, he just got the most expensive speeding ticket in the history of mankind. It was like $3 million, because their ticket system is based on percentage of annual income.
I don't even think that's fair. I think excessive. I think who are they to sit up there and say if a guy makes, let's say, $90,000 a year and you stop him, okay, we're going to charge him $2,000. I don't think that's right. I think you can't show favoritism. That's almost like the graduated tax thing. And
well,
to a certain extent, it is a tax.
Well, I agree there, but my argument is, at least if it's based on if the fine system is based on a percentage of income, everybody's getting hit at the same level of pain.
Listen, y'all talking something. Listen, fair. Do you understand? Nothing of this is fair. Nothing in America is fair.
I'm just saying,
the reason I said that, Tracy, because I just been going through all of the different, things that they, rules that they're breaking. The Fourth Amendment, where they can't come sit in your house? I think that's
six. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, they break them all.
That's right.
The Freedom of Speech Amendment, you can't wear a T-shirt if it offends somebody else because I'm offended that you wear it, and I'm offended that you sold it. So I pull it off.
I'm looking at the Sixth Amendment. They're not supposed to do what they did in Boston. That was against the Sixth Amendment. But you got to understand the amendments.
But no one cried foul, and even those that did got hushed quietly quickly.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the Second Amendment is my concealed carry license in all 50 states and on an airplane.
Oh, you can't have that because I got to go naked through the airport when I go. What? Don't y'all know? That's why they.
I mean, shall I be infringed?
I think $2,000, $1,500, $2,000 for a ticket is ridiculous. I think that they swindled and mishandled their fund, misappropriated, and now these cops are repping it. There was a guy that got stopped. It's on YouTube. He said that to a cop, and the cop just got upset and just doesn't know. I think that's part of the Eighth Amendment. They just got upset with the guy and locked him up because they just made something up. As the guy's just making stuff, the cops just making stuff up. I'm going to get you for this, and just made it up and took the guy to jail.
Haven't you heard of these young guys getting a disorderly conduct? And once you put it down on paper, you know how hard it is to get disorderly conduct off of it. If they add it to a charge, even if you didn't do anything.
The guy was standing in his own house, at his own house, in his garage.
It doesn't matter.
And he ain't gonna lie, he shouldn't have said, so he called a cop a Nazi. And when he did that, the cop walked over, and they just came and made some stuff. They were just kind of looking for reasons. Well, I'll get you for this.
Let me say this.
What about the multiple people that have been arrested for filming the police officers?
In the defense of police officers, the 80-20 rule does apply. Not all police officers are that way. And we need to make sure, not all, and municipalities, and when they charge you, if because of the ignorant electorate. America's democracy only works with an intelligent electorate. When you have an uninformed electorate, this is what you get. And we have dumbed down the American populace for so long, for so much, that no one knows anything and how to fight back. And because we have allowed this to happen, this is why we are the way we are today.
Well, let's go back to common sense. I've got a cousin that lives out Southern Columbiana County. There is no public transportation. He got picked up for no insurance, so they took his license. So he was driving because he had to go to work. So he got arrested again for driving without a license. Now, to get his license back, he's looking at over $10,000. And where he lives, if you don't have a license, you can't get to work. It's just a self-perpetuating insanity.
In the state of Ohio, I found out the other day that if you're behind on your child support, they suspend your license automatically.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
That's more revenue.
Hold on. Alabama, wait a minute. Let me finish what I'm saying. They suspend your license, your driver's license, if you are back on your child support.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what reason, you're back on your child support. You could have been killed, dead, in the hospital, no matter what. Whatever it causes, if you're behind on your child support and they go after you, they suspend your license.
Mm-hmm.
You drive with a suspended license. You get pulled over, you're in more suspension, and you may or may not have your job. How in the world are you supposed to get to work if you don't have a license?
There's other craziness involved too. If you listen to these areas, these prisons and these jails, and all they're screaming about every time you walk into any location. All they're screaming about is that the jails are overpopulated and they don't have the personnel to handle the jails. But yet this craziness still continues. When you're talking about the suspending license for child support and things of that nature, eventually when you mess up somebody's life so much because of crazy legalities, eventually that rolls downhill to prison because that's all they can do because they force that issue, and then they compound the problem with overpopulated prisons and not enough guards to deal with it. When does it stop, and when does common sense – I'm sorry, am I about to say that common sense word again? When does that come into play?
Well, then also based off what you just said, there are private industries that profit from the jail as a trade. They actually benefit from this.
That's
so
not
they
here.
Pay lobbyists.
Here.
Well, they do it down here. They do it all the time. They can actually make you go work. You are considered a slave according to the 14th, 15th Amendment.
Now,
you're a slave.
Now, our prisoners
do work.
Our prisoners do work here. But I'm talking about just right out jail. We got people in jail for not paying child support.
It's the same logic they used in the service when a guy would get behind on his bills. They take him in front of the captain. The captain would bust his rank down, fine him. So he really couldn't pay his bills. And it's just a self-perpetuating. Instead of taking him and working out some kind of a program, a financial program where he could learn how to handle his money and working with the creditors to get his bills caught up, we just beat him over the head with a sledgehammer. Makes no sense.
If you have a municipality that's run, you're paying garbage workers $60,000 to ride on the back with a GED. Anybody can, certain things that you can get people to come do and kind of have a certain trade-off with them on their tickets, and you can still save money and come off, because some of these things are unskilled jobs that a lot of these city and county workers do that you can have anybody come do. But you don't have to put people in jail. I know a guy got locked up for 15 months for tickets. That's stupid. You ruined that guy's life. You put a person in jail with a killer
You should have been accountable. And what they're trying to do is make an example and or make you accountable.
But why not bring back the chain gangs, or not even chain gangs?
That's unconstitutional.
Weekend work. When I was in the service in South Carolina, if you got a DUI, that's what they would do. You would serve your time on the weekends, and they would take you, put you in an orange jumpsuit, and take you out along the highway and make you pick up trash.
That's unconstitutional. ACLU got involved and said that was unconstitutional for you to do that kind of stuff. I don't know what the cause was.
It's less humiliating to make you sit in cell and play tiddlywinks.
You're not playing tiddlywinks. You got a life in there. I mean, you got to realize jail ain't like you think. It's just not for me. I'm allergic. But I mean, people in there, they kicking it. Listen, people go in jail with habits and come out with the same habits. Explain that, Lucy.
Can't explain that.
I want you to explain how you go into jail, be there for 5 years, and come up with the same drug habit you had when you went in, and it's not broken.
Yeah, sometimes they're worse.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Because drugs are sold in jail, too.
Jail guards are law enforcement officers, and law enforcement officers would never break the law.
Well, they're not breaking the law because,
Union. They're prison work union. There was a guy that got, two females got pregnant, and they on the news, they said, well, we ain't going to get fired because we in the union. They actually said that, and they both got pregnant by this one guy.
They didn't get pregnant by the guy in prison.
They admitted they did.
They was telling a lie. They didn't get pregnant because the people in the prison don't get people pregnant because they don't have sex.
He was some drug kingpin. He was living high on a hog, brother.
In the pen, yeah.
Two female prison guards knocked out.
When Kwame Kilpatrick went to jail, they was fighting because his TV was so big. I ain't stutter. I just want y'all to understand something. I want to know how you go to prison and have your own TV.
That's been going on. I mean, you know, look out. Did you see, see the report, the newsreel stuff, Al Capone's digs in the Chicago,
Listen, why is it? That's not prison. Listen, I was in prison when I was on punishment in my mom's house when I was a kid. She took everything out the room besides the bed. No TV. She took my posters off the wall. That's why I'm allergic to prison today. Do you understand that?
Didn't prisoners recently go on strike or something like that just lately?
I don't know. That's McDonald's.
Has anybody seen a McDonald's on strike around here?
No. Herb got them in check. ATL Fast Check got them in check. If you go on strike, there's too many people standing in line trying to get another job.
Hello.
Well, the one across my office could have been on strike as long as you're standing in line for some food.
Well, they raised the minimum wage. You're going to be standing in line longer.
Oh yeah. Why?
Because then they got to count all that change.
Well, you'll figure out. I mean, believe me, they keep raising this minimum wage. There'll be less and less people working because somebody going to figure out how to get that burger from the freezer on the bun and out the window with no human hands.
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, don't tell them that. Because they will do that.
Oh, they will.
The new automation inside of the plant. Is just
they got
scary.
Hey, they got a lettuce picker now.
All of them.
They got a mechanical lettuce picker.
Delphi and General Motors. The new automation out there. You barely need a person.
Yeah.
I'll take that automation in a McDonald's any day. Maybe I'll get my order right.
No. We don't want the takeover of the.
What? These people want $15 an hour. I'll put anything in that McDonald's. I don't care.
Matt. We've got to keep McDonald's and stuff open for people, because if not, we'll have takeover of the machine.
That's the third largest employer in the United States of America.
I forgot, Tracy. You have that.
Number one is Walmart. Number two is Kelly Temps. And number three is McDonald's.
And ain't nobody getting paid. What'd you say, Matt? You said I'm a Walmart.
I just forgot that you had that fear of the takeover of the machine. Skynet. And it's going to be starting McDonald's.
I got that fear, too.
Yeah, they're going to take over the machine. The machines. Haven't you seen iRobot with Will Smith?
I've seen it. I'll be dead before that happens anyway. What do I care?
To a side note on that, there are actually people that are wealthy, extremely wealthy, ultra wealthy, that claim that's what they want. And they are talking about joining their consciousness with machines and being immortal. They want this is what the ultra wealthy are trying to do. So that when you hear Ted Turner talk about 500 million people on the whole planet, they're thinking like that. So we actually think it's a joke, but they actually do talk like they think we're not dealing with normal people here. I'm just
letting
you know.
Absolutely. I saw a computer scientist on from Carnegie Mellon University several years ago that said that's where human beings are headed, is to immortality. They're just going to, when your body's wore out, they're just implant your consciousness into a robot.
They're not talking about you and I, that won't happen to. It'll probably be the ultra wealthy. The rest of us, it'll kind of be like, and they're making movies to kind of, I guess, make us more acclimated to it. But they are, that's how they are. When you see that movie Elysium, where the wealthy live a certain place and everybody else just suffers, and if something happens, they just heal themselves. They're getting like that. They want that type of life. That's what they're pushing for.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. But listen to this. I heard something crazy this morning. Somebody said that they were going to have, they're going to try to get flights or teleports to Mars one way. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5210. And you heard
people
that
are signing up for it.
People are signing up for a one-way trip to Mars.
Yeah.
Do you understand how crazy that is? America has lost their mind. I'll be right back.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is healthcare. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Two burglary suspects in Youngstown surrendered to police after initially running from officers yesterday afternoon. Police say the men barricaded themselves in a home on West Woodland Avenue. Officers recovered a stolen TV from the men. An animal rescue group is helping a Youngstown neighborhood with its cat problem. Angels for Animals, volunteers, and the deputy dog warden checked out the situation last night, and they might be setting out traps. A couple of dozen cats are living in and around a vacant house on Parkview Avenue. Local Democrats criticized Governor John Kasich and some members of Jobs Ohio, the job agency he helped create. They say they have ties to companies receiving tax credits and other state funding. The governor's spokesperson said this is nothing more than a political stunt. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is sending $1.5 million to the city of Warren. The grant money will go towards repairing streets and cleaning up parks. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the AutoLaw jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the virtual auto showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the AutoLaw jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars?
or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow! Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much!
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Living rooms, nurseries, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, offices, bookcases, and more. Handcrafted from oak, hickory, cherry, maple, and quarter-sawn white oak. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. Check out the country home decor items while you're there. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And it's been a wonderful day. I've enjoyed having Sticks with me. Thank you, Danielle McDuff from DC Chiropractic, for coming and hanging out with us. We appreciate that. Also want to thank Mr. Newman coming in for hanging out and just stopping in and saying hi. That's just a blessing all by itself. And inside the chat room, I've got Matt. It's always good to have Matt around because, you know, he dips out when he's working and he comes back. But it's always good to have him around with us because he keeps us on task. And then there is Not So Blind Mike. How you doing? And Alabama, you know I love you so much. I'll be glad one day when we all get together and we can meet so I can really find out who you really are.
There you go. Hey, Miss Tracy.
Because you're like the brother I've never had.
You see in silence.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Hey, Not So Blind Mike, what's going on?
Hey, I'm listening to the discussion. See, I think you're kind of right about the machines and robots, but I think we're all getting it wrong. I don't think it's going to be big, nasty machines like Terminators that are going to come and wipe us out, because, see, we're looking for them. I think it's going to be small machines that we don't expect, like your Ron Popeil pocket fisherman is going to go crazy on you one day. You're going to wake up some night with a hook in your lip and some robot dragging you to the Soylent Green plant at the end of his fishing pole. I think that's what's going to happen. Or your Mr. Machine, your Mr. Coffee. It's going to be Mr.
Green.
Coffee,
yeah.
And it's going to go after you someday, make you your last cup of coffee. That's
buy a shotgun.
Going to happen. I'm telling you.
Soylent Green.
Yeah, you know all that junk you buy on TV at 2 o'clock in the morning on those infomercials, that's where they're going to get you, because that's in every home in America. Even I won't open the front door to that. But it's things you buy for 50 cents or get one absolutely free. We're doubling your offer, you know.
Hey, wait a minute.
But wait,
wait
there's more.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that self-help books
yeah.
you buy. And
if you
course.
Act now.
Yeah. If you act now, you could be among the saved.
You guys are so
Logan's
bad.
Run, baby. I still
yeah.
think
about,
Obamacare's
you know,
going to get us Logan's
just
Run.
Expands and expands. You know how many people you could hang with that hose if it keeps growing?
Hey, no. Wait a minute. And then you, wait a minute. It's only on television unless you go to Walgreens.
Yeah.
Walmart,
yeah.
too.
Ad, yeah,
Giant
the
Eagle
ad
too.
Seen on
yep.
TV is going to be obscene on TV. I'm telling you, this stuff is dangerous.
Well, Mike, how do you know what it says? You don't even see it.
I hear what they say. I'm scared.
Okay.
I'm going to be among the survivors because I can't see that 800 number they roll across the bottom for the call. There's a blessing in being blind.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You are listening to Crazy Tracy and Friends and her crazy friends.
That's the next horror movie, The Attack of Home Shopping Network.
There's sure a bunch of them on cable.
Speaking of which, have you ever noticed that when you have cable, the only channels that really come in nice and clear and are cheap is the ones you got to pay for, like the HSN, the MSNBC, the MSC Shopping, QVC, all of them. Those are the only ones that come
those
in.
Those are free.
I know. That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. The cheap ones, for $39 for cable, that's what you get. Watch TV so you can spend more money so we can take it. If you pay more, you get more.
We don't have any cable out there. I don't know anything about cable. I got a hubcap on the roof.
Now that I believe. You got any aluminum foil up there?
What's that?
Aluminum foil.
Just on my head. Just my head.
Now see, if you put aluminum foil on your roof, you'll be able to get that channel in the city.
Hey, remember that when his kids hanging aluminum foil on the rabbit ears?
Yeah, that was the watch TV. That was real.
Yeah, you better believe it was.
If you were going to watch 45, you get the three channels. But if you wanted to watch, you know, Sesame Street, you better have some good aluminum foil.
Could you get 43 in Youngstown?
No, but you know what? You can't even afford the aluminum foil. Because have you tried to buy aluminum foil lately?
No, we switched to that sticky stuff.
If you really want to see a shock in America, go buy some aluminum foil and watch the sticker shock you get.
Yeah, you might as well go out and buy satellite then.
As a matter of fact, you might as well go out and buy new food. Just throw it out and start all over again.
See, I would just step up when we were growing up. We had the big antenna on the roof, but it really sucked because three times a week I had to shout out the window to my father on the roof, turn it right about 2 degrees, turn it back left 2 degrees. That's perfect.
See? Yeah,
you didn't have a rotor?
Yeah, my grandparents had a rotor. I mean, they, you know, when you retired, when we were little, Grandma and Grandpa always had the cool toys because your mom and dad was so broke, they didn't have no toys. So Grandma and Grandpa was the ones that took you out to eat. Grandma and Grandpa had you know, the colored television with the antenna rotor and all the stuff that went with it. Grandma and Grandpa had the cool stereo that you wasn't allowed to touch.
How did you have a colored television without colored people on it?
What do you mean? George Jefferson was on.
Not then.
All my people were green on mine.
What year was I Spy on?
I don't know.
That was back
that in was
the 60s. Yeah, see? 60? Yeah.
That was Ed Sullivan? No. The first one on TV was, what's his name? Wasn't that Art Linkletter when they let the Supremes come on?
Ed Sullivan.
No, that would not be Art Linkletter. That would be the Ed Sullivan. But before that, Sammy Davis Jr. used to be on the, during the old Kraft Hallmark specials and stuff like that. Sammy Davis was on, and on Ed Sullivan, he had
Nat King Cole.
I was getting ready to say Nat King Cole had his own
Nat
show.
King Cole, yeah,
in the 50s.
One,
yeah.
All right, I'll let y'all.
That was before color television.
Yeah,
I'll let
but
y'all,
then again,
that,
what
that,
happens? The off stations began to run the old.
You gotta get that mic.
I didn't know he was black.
Hey, do you guys remember when you
movies with black character actors in them, like Step and Fetch It?
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. That ain't black. Those weren't black actors. They were just there. They were just going to work.
They were doing what.
I can't go wait until I'm going
to
go see that movie, The Butler. You know, The Butler is with Oprah Winfrey and Forest Whitaker. I am looking. Grab your mic. You know that.
What is that all about?
It's about a butler who went through 8 presidents in the White House, all the way up to Bush.
It's supposed to be based on a true story?
Based on a true story.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's going to be coming out in September, and Oprah is playing his wife, and Forrest Whitaker is playing the butler. And, you know, I don't do movies, but I'm planning on seeing that one. I want to see that one.
Uh-huh. Is there any gunplay?
No.
No. Yes, there is.
Buy
the
shotgun.
Yes, there is some gunplay in there. I think I told a story. Really? Because they go through the riots of the 60s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's some.
Well, if it,
they go through the Freedom Riders. They go through that whole era.
Actually,
so I plan on seeing that.
It's going to be a movie that's going to be in the same genre. of an incredible heart and the Tuskegee Airmen and stuff. It'll have a lot of historical information in it that most people just never would learn any other way. I'm hoping that's
actually,
what they did with.
I believe they did, but I'm going to say I don't think it'll be a Tuskegee Airmen thing. I think it will dig deep as roots, and hopefully be as revelatory as it was.
Well, do you remember? Did you ever get a chance to catch the movie? And I think it's called A Beautiful Heart or An Incredible Heart. It's the story of Vivian Thomas, the black man who invented open heart surgery, and he wasn't even a doctor, but he didn't get any of the credit for it. Did you ever see his life story?
No.
He was a tinkerer and a tradesman.
That did not make the big screen. That's a documentary.
Well, there was a movie, and it was on HBO, and they run it from time to time. And what it's about is very simply, he worked at Johns Hopkins, and he assisted the doctor.
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about Dr. Ben Carson.
No.
That's
Vivian,
what I'm thinking, too.
Vivian Johnson was his name, or Vivian Thomas,
no.
And he invented all that stuff. And he was working for a white doctor back in the 50s when all this was going on as a lab assistant. And he invented the suturing techniques. He invented the micro instruments and everything, made them in his own workshop at home and stuff. And when this hit national press that open heart surgery had been perfected, they had the photos, and they had doctors from all over the world come to witness the amphitheater and the surgeries. And then they wanted pictures. And they actually went out of their way to take him out of the picture because he would have been the black face at a hospital. Nobody could accept that you could have a black person know anything about that kind of surgery. And many, many years later, many years, like when he retired, after 50 years of being associated with Johns Hopkins, they gave him an honorary Ph.D. degree in medical technology or something and retired him. And he's hanging in the portraits there with all the other doctors. But it took 50, 60 years to get him recognized.
Actually, he passed away in 1985. I'm reading his bio on Wikipedia, and it's Vivien Thomas. I had no idea about him.
Well, do I have to teach you everything about Black history, Tracy?
Pretty much.
help a brother out.
Gifted hands with Ben Carson.
It's called Something the Lord Made.
The Heart the Lord Made or something like that.
Something the Lord Made. It was made in 2004. And it is a dramatization of the relationship between the heart surgery pioneers Alfred Baylock and Vivian Thomas.
Yeah, and it's one of those.
Why didn't they write their name first?
Other than the beauty of the intelligence of a man and how he reasoned all these problems out, because they were losing patients, especially little babies, and they were dying from the surgeries and stuff, just doing little heart repairs. And Vivian said it came to him in a dream that as they grew, their heart grew and the stitches tore out. So he created and invented these expandable stitch techniques, sutures, and just all kinds of stuff. But you got to see it, Tracy. You got to.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna see if I can get it on Netflix. Something the Lord Made.
Yeah, Something the Lord Made. That's it.
The Lord Made.
Yeah.
And it was with Alan Rickman and Mos Def. And it is a breakthrough story. I'm going to try to check that out because I needed a movie to watch and some downtime in the next couple of days. So that might be it.
What's great about that movie, okay?
Don't tell the whole story. Hello, Mom and Dad. Do not tell the whole story if we haven't watched it.
You've got to trust me on this. I'm too smart for that. Here's the beauty of the movie. It doesn't matter what color you are. If you feel that there are things holding you back in life and that certain unfair things have happened to you. I don't care whether you're disabled, what color you are, what religion you are, whatever. You see stories like that, and there is ultimate justice, and it doesn't matter about all the ignorance you run into, but you can have a valuable life and make a contribution.
Hey, listen, I got to make an announcement before I go. I'm almost at the end of the day. I got to say this out loud. And I want this to be to all of my business people that listen to us. This is what you're going to – I think I'm going to start having a common sense moment. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we need to do that on the show. We need to have moments of just clarity and common sense. I know that you have multiple funds in your organizations. Even those of you that are part of nonprofit organizations, you have profitable organizations within your nonprofit. So people that are like the hospital – if you're going to do a multi-million-dollar renovation of your emergency room, and the nurses are still without contract, and they're at the negotiating table, you don't have a big press release and have a big press conference inviting everybody to come and clap for you on your multi-million dollar renovation project and then get mad when you go back to the negotiation tables and ask them to not take, to take concessions and don't take pay raises and take cuts when you're trying to negotiate with people. Because that's just dumb. And that is my common sense moment.
You know what those nurses are thinking.
You know what I'm saying.
You know what those nurses are thinking?
If you can build a building, you
I'm
can pay me.
I'm going to buy a shotgun.
I mean, I just wanted to say that out loud because it just...
I just heard about that.
I'm reading the news. We have a hospital here, and the nurses have decided that they're going to... They've given a 10-day notice that they can't strike if they choose. They have rejected the offer by the hospital. But 2 weeks ago, they had this... 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had this huge press conference saying, we get ready to tear down that helipark in the middle of nowhere and build a better ER facility so people can come. You don't... And gave a number how much they was going to spend on the renovation. And they say, we don't have enough money to pay you.
Nurse came in. I was working on her computer. And she works at this hospital you're talking about.
Yeah.
She said they are cutting people left and right there, just letting them go.
I believe that.
People with 20, 25 years, they're letting them go. So it's a lot of commotion is going on at that hospital.
Lots. And I'm not surprised. They said it was going to happen when they took over the hospital. So I'm not surprised by it. Don't be surprised when you find out he was a snake, when you thought he was a snake and he said he wasn't going to bite you. But, guys, you know, listen, you need to have the nurses in because you got to have them to operate. And you know the doctors are as dumb as clucks when it comes to bedside service. I mean, doctors do what doctors do, but if you really want to know who does the work, it's the nurse. Quiet as it's kept. It's like the secretary. You might be the smartest one in the room, but she's the one who knows how to operate the brain. So, you know, don't be dumb. But don't go out and hold a press conference saying you're going to spend that kind of money and then come back and say we broke.
That's right up there with the men who are behind on their child support who show up to pick up the kids in their brand-new $40,000 truck.
Yeah,
right,
that's what I'm saying.
Them. Yeah,
that's right. There you go. You're on the same path with me, and you can't even see it.
Well, you should hope I don't drive. What if I take a right turn and end up in Ohio? You're in trouble. I'm on your street.
I know. I owe you one.
Terminator will be the least of your worries.
Listen, you and Stevie, I will be off the road. Not a problem. Hey, I think it's going to rain here in Northeast Ohio somewhere here in Youngstown.
It Look already rained here.
Yeah, I know. It looks ugly out there.
That looks like rain. I'm not a meteorologist, but...
rain is a good thing.
It rains a good thing.
You ever heard that song, Rain is a Good Thing?
Have you heard of George Duke?
No.
Good. No, I ain't heard of Rain is a Good Thing either, no.
Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey.
And what does whiskey make?
My baby a little frisky.
How did I know that?
Oh, my word.
We are a
bunch. Listen, guys, I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Health and Wellness Day. I have Doris Bullock coming on, and she's going to be talking about exercise. You know, there are fitness trainers over on 46. They do a fabulous job. They're doing a great job with me. I'm losing weight. I'm coming down. I'm trying to do the right thing. Dr. Brandy's going to be on with me tomorrow, and we're going to try to get me mentally healthy so that I won't be as nutty as I am. And then at the end of the rainbow, Dr. Mason will come on, and we're going to talk about chiropractic health and why chiropractors are very, very important. Sometimes we tend to think at one time they were considered quacks. I think we'll just stay on for the next segment.
Yeah,
it's raining. I told you it was going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da.
Tracy.
What?
If you get mentally healthy, this show will collapse.
Why?
Because people tune in to listen to your craziness.
Well, more people will listen if I become sane, right?
What do you think, Gordon?
I don't think there's too many sane people out there that they like crazy.
then I'll let Not So Blind Mike and Matt hang on because they'll still be crazy.
They love the show just the way it is. Hey, just how you are.
Hey, we didn't play the commercial.
What commercial?
The Hump Day commercial. We should open every Wednesday with that from now on.
What is the Hump Day commercial?
I'm getting ready to sign.
Wednesday.
Remember, you played it with the.
No, I tell you, I'm.
You played it last week.
You want me to hear my.
You played it last week, the Camel commercial. What day is it?
Oh, that camel, that commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the one on TV for the insurance company?
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, for the insurance company,
There's an apple gun case.
No, this is what you call the theme song.
Yeah.
This is the new theme song for Tracy and Friends.
Just walk out on the balcony.
By shotgun. That's what I'm saying. This right here is a new theme song. This is it. By shotgun. That's it.
You guys, you got to see the video that goes along with it.
Yeah, go to Tracy's Facebook page.
Really,
you got to see this video.
By shotgun.
Hey, listen.
The guy with the guitars from the Cast of Glee. I didn't know that.
You was the one that killed these songs. Just checking. I gotta go. I'm at the end of the day, but I want you guys to know something. This is our new motto. Buy a shotgun.
Tracy, thanks for letting me hang with you.
Anytime, you're always welcome. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hope you're having a good day today. We're going to stay inside the studio for a while because it's going to rain outside. But if not, buy a shotgun. We'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Buy a shotgun. Americans could be killed by
somebody still here?